Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty Yeshua. Praise you, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, Brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful for the opportunity to share His Word with God's people. Shalom, Sister Vero. Hallelujah, Brother Strada. Shalom to each and one of you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God is so awesome. He is so good. He's getting us ready, preparing us to be going home. And that there's nothing more exciting than that, my brother and my sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We serve such an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting ready here in audio, hallelujah, from sister from Germany that sent me this week. Praise you, Lord. And, okay. Praise you, Yeshua. For some reason, was not able to get it ready quickly. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But hopefully now it can go ahead and play it. Thank you, Lord. Thank
on
you,
On 2nd
Jesus.
April.
Okay, I might have to play it from, let me see. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Container. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can get it ready to, hallelujah, put it up, because it's better that I play it, hallelujah, online and not. Thank you, Lord, the way I was planning to. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, because it's really loud here. So I'm trying to get it online better. Praise you, Lord. But this is the outreach she sent me at the dream she had in Germany concerning and what is coming to the United States. My brother and sister, the judgment that we've been talking about that is to come. Hallelujah. God is showing even people from other countries in regard to this judgment. That means this judgment is close to come, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And we need to be ready with the Lord and repentance, hallelujah, before this great judgment comes, because it's closer than what we think, my brother and sister. And this is the part that is so close that we need to be ready. It's not that we're going to get ready. We need to already be repenting and seeking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, before it's truly too late and this judgment come upon our land. And many lives are lost, because this is the part many lives will be lost. Let me play this audio and I'll be right back to this.
On 2nd April 2022, this year, I had a dream. I was standing on a path along a coast. I was facing the direction of that path. I turned to my left and saw the beach of the coast. The sun was shining. It was daytime. A huge, dark, marine blue water wall stood up in front of the beach. The height of this water wall seemed like it was able to cover skyscraper buildings. Immediately, I ran away so that this wave might not hit me. I ran from the west side coast of this nation towards the east side of this nation. While I was running, I could see far away in the east side direction of the nation a city with skyscrapers burning on fire. I don't know the name of the city. After that scene, I saw again a city with skyscrapers. The sky above that city was dark green, black. It was dark, but I could see the buildings. Lightning struck from the sky down the skyscrapers. The lightning I could see very clear. Then I saw another scene. I was sitting in a car at the front passenger seat and my mother on the left side of me in the driver's seat. An unknown person was sitting behind us. In my heart I felt we should not drive, we should stay. But my mother started driving. I told my mother not to continue driving. The Lord doesn't want us to continue driving. My mother stopped and reversed the car backwards to the spot where we stood before. As we stood there, we saw out of the car window in front of us an earthquake. It struck like a wave heading towards the horizon as far I could see in front of me. Our car, neither us, were shaken. We didn't feel any vibration or had heard the earthquake coming. We were protected. The ground before us had been broken up. I don't know how big the crack was. After all this, I woke up in a dream. I heard myself talking to my father and telling him that the tsunami I had seen was in the west coast. And from the west coast, I had seen the east coast city burning on fire. I was so happy after the dream because I knew that Jesus will come very soon, very soon. In the dream, I told to my father that I also wanted to be raptured. My father responded back, but sadly, I don't remember what he told me. But I knew he encouraged me. After that encouragement, I was happy. Finally, I woke up. That's it. This is what the Lord showed me. I knew it was America by the Holy Spirit. To Jesus, Father, and the Holy Spirit be all the glory, honor, praise, and thanks for this revelation. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, sister, and your family in Germany. My brother and sister, we had listener from all over the world, practically all over the world, because I've been surprised listening from Russia, Alaska, Japan, my brother and sister in so many countries, hallelujah, Middle East and across the world. Glory be to the Lord. We thank the Lord for the opportunity, hallelujah, to be able to share with all these brothers and sisters. We're going to meet them all in heaven for sure, hallelujah, soon. This departure of the Bride of Christ is going to happen. Now, as you've seen in Mexico and in Taiwan this week, how the earthquake shook those buildings. And like in Mexico, people ran out of the building full of fear, afraid, not knowing what to do, what to decide. My brother and my sister, It was very scary for them. Tonight, we'll give you a practical step that you can take, my brother and sister, emergency preparedness that you can practice, follow before these things come, because they're about to come. The big ones are going to hit the United States very soon. We know, my brother and sister, and we want to be ready with our family before they do. It's going to be very scary. You're going to hear a lot of people screaming, not knowing what to do, but we're going to give you tonight basic preparedness that you can, hallelujah, learn to and practice before these earthquake comes, my brother and my sister. But first of all, we're going to go into the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to share His Word tonight with God's people. Praise the Lord. That all this doesn't come by surprise. God has spoken it from the beginning in His Word. He has spoken about the end. In the time of Esther, Queen Esther said, how can I endure to see the evil that shall come up unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Because at this moment, Queen Esther knew, hallelujah, with the plan of the evil, wicked men like there are today, my brother and sister, that her people, hallelujah, unless God intervened, they will be destroyed. Haman had a wicked plan, and it was to destroy the Jewish people. And today, the Hamans are part of the Antichrist system, the Babylonian system. And they're putting together, they have put together for many years their agenda of depopulation, my brother and sister. They have actually, in the last day, they have made Christian terrorists, my brother and sister. And they're attaching them with the Republican Party, of course. But they are making Christian terrorists, pastors, leaders, church members. And they have even sent the FBI after many of them. And many of them are in jail. So their movement, like Haman, have increased greatly, my brother and sister. And just as God fought them so many times in the Bible, so He's going to fight them again. They make sure they are hanged. They are cut off. Because the wicked, the Bible says, will be cut off. They are removed because they are a plague, my brother and sister, backed up by fallen demons. Okay? And so in the Bible, they've been around for a long time. Their root, the root of Esau, the root of Cain, are still around. Bible said that Cain was the evil one, my brother and sister. Esau sold, hallelujah, his birthright, salvation, with it. Don't care for it. Many of these people behave in the same manner. When the gospel is preached to them, with the presence of God included, confirming the word, they reject the gospel, they reject the presence of God. And when they reject the Lord, the only thing they get is judgment, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. That's another repetition. Hallelujah. Job lived a type of the great tribulation timing. He went into it. After everything like it is today was fine, everything was going well, he had plenty of time for repentance, because God will even give us time for repentance. But there will be a time when there will be no time for repentance. In the great tribulation, when I told people to repent, Shalom, Brother Miguel, several times the Lord has taken me there, and I have told the people to repent. And they tell me, Elvie, don't you see what's going on? We don't have time for that. And realizing why did God in several occasions allow me to speak this way to the people, and the people in different years in the great tribulation respond the same to me. They don't have time to repent. Because time for repenting is now, before the rapture comes and the great tribulation begins, my brother and sister. Now is the time. If they have not taken advantage of the time for repentance that God has given them, when the great tribulation begins, they won't have They will not have the time, my brother and sister. The Bible says in Job lied, so you see that he had time to repent. Job 1:5, and it was so that when the day of feasting were ended, Job sent to sanctify them, talking about his children, his family, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son has sinned and cursed God in their hearts. So Job did this continuously. Notice that Job had all this time to pray, to intercede, to make sure the children will be getting right with God, my brother and sister. But then there came a time in the life of Job that time was not there for him to speak to his children, for him to send his children to repent. Because when the judgment began, Job's children got killed. Job's property got destroyed. Job's life became like ruins. He ended up having so much wealth in the beginning, he ended up like broke. And the Great Tribulation, this is the type of the Great Tribulation. And the Great Tribulation is the same with humanity. Many billionaires now, many millionaires. In the Great Tribulation, they ended up broke. Their money cannot save them, my brother and sister. Their wealth cannot save them. Their mansion cannot keep them protected from werewolves and beasts breaking through the windows and through the front door and back door and basement. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. They're not strong enough to keep away werewolves and beasts. Hallelujah, in the Great Tribulations. So their beautiful homes, the millions of dollar homes, $200 million homes, $400 million homes, They are the first one that these werewolves are destroying, these beasts are destroying. People looting and shooting at those doors, at those homes, and their windows are not bulletproof. And even if they're bulletproof, they won't resist so much bullet, because more people will keep shooting at them, trying to get in and finding food, my brother and sister. That is the calling. That is what's coming. Hallelujah. So it was miserable to Job. And so it will be miserable for anyone who stay behind in the Great Tribulation, because the calling of God now is to repentance. God is saying to humanity, repent now, because if you stay home, hallelujah, if you stay behind, I'm sorry, it will be too late. It will be too difficult, because you're going to have a life of running and hiding. My brother and sister, and that's not a life. That is not a life that anyone, my brother and sister, God wants them to have. So how did Job begin his great tribulation? The Bible says that after Job opened his mouth and cursed the day, my brother and sister, this is exactly the attitude of people going into the great tribulation. Like Job, they're cursing the day. They're cursing the day that they find themselves in the Great Tribulation. They're cursing the day that they were born because they didn't take the time to repent. They didn't take the time to see God. They heard so much about God through co-workers, people on the street, people on the internet, on radio, and television, and they shut them up. They shut them up. They didn't have time for them. And now they're cursing the day when they did so. They're saying to themselves, why did I not listen? Why didn't I did not take the message serious and begin to repent? My brothers and sisters, terrible. Then spoke Job and said, let the day perish where I was born. And the night which it was said, there's a main child. This is the attitude of these people in the Great Tribulation. They are cursing. They're anger. I met a woman in the Great Tribulation one time. She was a Christian, I know. Somewhere, I knew this lady, and I recognized her. I said, sister, what are you doing here? Because to my surprise, she should have gone home in the rapture, because I knew she was a prophet. My brother said, I said, what are you doing here, sister? And she said, she was telling me because of her husband, she stayed. You know that my husband was sick, and I wanted to be with him, and I didn't think it was fair for me to go and him stay. What a bad decision that is. And a lot of people think that if because the children are not ready, their husband are not ready, their wife are not ready, their family, close family members are not ready. You know, I'm not leaving you. I'm staying with you. They had no idea of the horror. She was looking for food to eat. Hallelujah. And I was coming, walking for miles in the Great Tribulation when I came across her. And she was heading the way I was coming, looking for food. I saw no food. I don't know what she was going to get, any food. But I didn't see no food anywhere. My brother and sister. And she's looking for, her face was dirty. My brother and sister. She used to wear these long dresses. And she had this long black dress. My brother and sister. And I said, so where's your husband? Oh, he's at home. I left him at home. And I went out to get food. You know, his leg, he could not move his leg and all that. You know, a part of his body was paralyzed. And I just wanted to stay behind with him because I knew he was not ready. Well, I looked at her, oh, sister, why do you make that decision? Okay. And she looked at me, bowed her head, and walked away. Like, you're right, I should have just gone. I should have just stayed committed with the Lord. Forget about this time. You can pray for them in heaven. God, brother and sister. It made me so sad to meet her, to see her in the condition she was in. My brother and sister. Because by this time, they had eaten all the dogs. They had eaten all the cats. They had eaten even all the birds, flying birds. Practically everything is eaten, and then what you have is werewolves and beasts looking for humans to eat. And then she goes out into the open, what do you think happens? Okay, they're going to stalk her, and they're going to look to my brother's hunting her. It's terrible, terrible, terrible situation, my brother and my sister, which I didn't want to see no one that I know going through it. Joseph said, let it be darkness. Let no God regard from above, neither let light shine upon it. Okay, this is the Great Tribulations. Light is very little, very dim, my brother insisted. And in the daytime, it's practically like now here in the afternoon, in the wintertime, my brother insisted. And people feel like, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, this is terrible, horrible. But there's nothing they can do about it because the Bible said that the moon will turn red. The sun will turn into darkness and the moon red before that great day of the Lord, before Jesus come at the end of the seven-year great tribulation. Okay? For 7 years, they're walking in darkness. And darkness is ruling on the earth with all kinds of evil. My brother and sister, you will not believe one of the last times the Lord took me in the great tribulation, how many different beasts. A noise they were making and sound and horrible howling continuously. It was one after another. And it's like, it was like being in the middle of 100 dog barking or more with different barks, my brother and sister. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. It was in my head for days after the Lord brought me back, my brother and sister. Horrible. And this was in the city. This is not even in the countryside. City. Okay? Like being in the middle of Boston, being in the middle of New York or San Francisco or Chicago, any other city. My brother, in the middle of the day, horrible, horrible. People, when the morning comes in the Great Tribulation, and people were early, werewolves will start changing. But then there's a time that people begin to time. Everyone is timing everybody, okay? Because they can see when people are werewolf, but then these people, the people that are running for them are living in lockdown until when they turn back for an hour or three into human, they're naked. And so people, Shalom Sister Renee, people are timing them with watches. And you know these beautiful $10,000, $20,000 Rolex that people buy online? They're thrown anywhere. And people pick up these beautiful, expensive eye watches are not good because you need to charge them, okay? People pick up Rolex. They pick up watches that you don't need to, you can wind them. You don't need to charge them because that's another thing. I noticed in the Great Tribulation, solar panels are useless. I noticed that. Wind power is useless. in the Great Tribulation. People don't even care for it anymore. They don't care for it anymore in the Great Tribulation because it's survival time. My brother and sister, when a soldier is sent into battle and the training, they teach them what is the most valuable things they need. Water, the food they carry, and the water they carry, and their ammo, their weapons. That's it, my brother and sister. Okay? Anything else, whether he was in love, whether he has a beautiful wife, a beautiful girlfriend, none of that works out for them. They have to be thinking of other soldier who is looking to kill them, my brother and sister. Life in the Great Tribulation is completely different than what it is now. Because right now, people have time to share. People have time to go on Facebook and say hello to friends and family and co-workers and people from high school. And you know, people have time to do a lot of things now. That in the Great Tribulation, none of this matter. None of this anybody care for. Because all they can remember is that their friend got distracted with something. And the werewolf caught up to them and began to bite them and kill them and ate them. Their sister were ate by a werewolf or a beast. Their friend were eaten by a beast. Their brother was eaten by a beast. Their sister were eaten by a beast. Their mom, their father was eaten by a beast. That's the things that are in the memory. And what do you think happens when people find themselves in this situation? Everything in their life, what's matter now is survival. How can I survive where these bees cannot eat me? This is the thinking of people every single second, every single day. You know how people look forward now to sleeping 8 hours, at least 6 hours, some people say. Some people say, if I get 4 hours, I'm fine with it. I can go on with my life. Well, good luck with that. In the Great Tribulation, you don't look forward to that. You cannot look forward to sleeping. Some people, a group of people, when we went into one of the hiding places that the people had, the people outside had changed into werewolves. You can hear the howling everywhere. And you can hear them hunting certain other people there that got careless and they caught up to them and they bit them to the leg, the arm, and they were gone. Because other werewolf wanted to share on the kill, and the person was still alive, and the other one came and got them by the neck, and they began to tear them apart, and it was a feast among them. So I was in there, and the people did not even want to look through the windows to try to look and see what was happening. No, 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 stay quiet. Don't say anything. Stay in the corner. Stay down. Don't create any shadow, Elvie, please. And I'm like, listen, I got to see. I got to see how they look and you know. And listen, you're putting us in dangerous. If you make any moving, any shadow, they'll see us. I was like, listen, I'm here. I got to see this. And I was able to climb through one of the smaller windows in one of like 3rd, 4th floor building that they had it foreclosed everywhere with everything they can, even welded. Some people find welder, okay, anywhere. Thank you, Lord. And I have to see. Yes, I have to see. I'm curious. And they find these welders, gas welder, different type of welder, and they use it quickly. You can see the people carrying this heavy, heavy machine because these welders are heavy. And then carrying a tank, other two people carrying a tank, okay, and they welded these windows with steel, pieces of steel that they can find anywhere, steel that they know these welders cannot break, okay. They make these windows so solid, welding them well enough and welding more steel on top of it, and placing it in a way that if the werewolf try to put his hand through, he can cut his hand, hurt himself. But they're using their imagination because it's life and death at this time. There's no time to, hello, how are you? Good morning, like people are today. Oh, good morning, how are you? How was your day? Do you sleep okay? None of that. None of that. Conversations are limited in the Great Tribulation of these people hiding. There's no good morning. There's no good morning. Everyone is busy protecting themselves. Everyone has family and friends that have been eaten by these werewolves and beasts. Okay? My brother insisted. So no one has time to say good morning. No one has time to tell a story or no. Everybody's on the lookout. Everybody's watching for each other, you know, because different timing on different people who turn into these beasts and werewolves, their clock run different on all of them, okay? So they don't know who can change up there and come running to grab one of them, okay? So they live a total different life. When the Lord brought me there last time, oh, my Lord, where am I find myself now? Because I felt like them. I got to hide with them. But, I said, I'm not afraid, I said to one of them. I was willing to raise my hand and rebuke one of the werewolves in the name of the Lord. I say, I'm not going to be afraid of them. The Lord's bringing me here for a purpose. He wants me to see. He wants me to learn. He wants me to come here and tell his people about it. Back in this time, I'm back in this time telling you about it. Life is about to change in the United States and the world. And it's not only just in the United States, the thinking of people in other countries. That what Brother Obi is sharing in the United States, it's only for the United States. They say they are wrong. Wrong. The whole world is going into this. Let me ask you one question. When COVID-19 began in China, did it only affect China and the United States? No. It affected the whole world. Can anyone in Colombia, Venezuela, Australia, or any other country, or even Russia say, oh, no, we didn't have no COVID here. That's created in America only. Can they say that? Or you can find plenty of proof that COVID has been everywhere, Alaska, okay? Even in Antarctica, COVID has been. They have found COVID in whale. They have found COVID in sharks, okay? They are finding COVID in places that you will be like, how did COVID get to the bottom of the sea? Okay? Shalom, Ezra. How did COVID get to the bottom of the sea? COVID, it's everywhere, my brother and sister. In the Great Tribulation, these werewolves, these beasts are everywhere. Colombia will be full of it. Venezuela will be full of it. Central America will be full of it. Mexico will be full of them. United States, Canada will be full of them. Alaska, doesn't matter where. The whole world, India, China, Japan, everyone, all these countries are going to be full of these werewolves and beasts, eating people, my brothers and sisters, okay? And they're all going to be large. They're all going to get to be 10 feet or more, okay? For some reason, they all grow large. They all grow large and strong. And the more meat they eat, the more people they eat, they get stronger and larger, okay? I don't know what scientific explanation they can come up with this for this, my brother and sister. Or what there is, if there is any scientific explanation, why do these werewolves, because this, I've been studying this, I've been researching this, as the Lord has taken me back there, why is it that I've seen them after they have eaten a good amount of people, and they are larger, they are stronger, and they are smarter. Remember my friend, okay, who's a minister, that I told you about him, that he got the Moderna vaccine? Well, after I saw him a couple of years into the Great Tribulation, after he had changed into a beast, after he had AM people, many of them, plenty of them, he became stronger, he became smarter, and he became faster, my brother and sister. Remember the guy who got on his motorcycle and thought, well, I can do 120 easily in this motorcycle. He's not going to catch me. This werewolf been stalking him. He went down on his motorcycle, and my friend as a werewolf was stalking him on the field. Okay? It was a straight road that this guy needed to go on his motorcycle, and he could really gone fast on a straight road, but he didn't know that the werewolf was stalking him, and it was coming maybe a 40-mile to try to cut him before he can pass right by him or by his, in front of his house, my brother and sister, and just got his nail on his shoulder, knocked him down from the motorcycle, and began to bite his neck. And I saw my other friend, the beast, who also came, my brother and sister, and they were tearing him, this guy on the motorcycle, in pieces together. And, you know, a few hours after they changed into human, that's when the Lord allowed me to come and visit him. And I called him by his name. He said, Elvie, and he came out of his house, he was still, he put on some clothes. Part of his body was practically naked. It's like meeting someone at the beach, okay, where they barely have any clothes. But then he's trying to cover himself as much as he can. And I'm telling him to get some clothes. Go to his house and get in the closet and get some clothes. And he's telling me what clothes. We have to tear them apart. You got to come into my house and see how the pile of clothing that I tear apart in my house. And when I went inside, I didn't want to even go in there. He says, I can drag you in, brother, if you want. I said, oh, you are so funny. Okay? And he says, just come with me and see my house and see what happened. And my other friend was still obese on the other side of the building. And I said, you're not going to open the door for him to come in. Okay? He had taken the Moderna. I can hear the voice of my friend up there. He was calling someone, but he was still obese. And this is why I tell you that I don't know why this, because I already seen them twice in the Great Tribulation. People that have taken Moderna, even though they change into a light 9, 10 feet, 11 feet beast, they still retain their memory, and they can still talk to you. They just have a great appetite for human meat and animals, and all that, but mostly for human meat. That, I don't know how to explain that to you. Okay, my brother and sister, I'm sure it's in the Bible. Sure is in the Bible, but I don't know why, my brother and sister, why the Moderna, the Pfizer thing, have these beasts still keep their memory, while the Moderna, they lose the memory, just like Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 4, Daniel. He lost his memory. His memory became like the beast at the field. The only thing is that these, and this is another question we're asking ourselves, because we know some neighbors that have taken the Moderna now and have become very aggressive. And we were talking about this. Why is that these people that have taken the Moderna vaccine are so aggressive, while the Pfizer's are more passive? Rappel insisted. But the Moderna, they're very aggressive. Their DNA has been changed, modified, and they're very aggressive. Still not changing to werewolf yet. And there are my neighbor, one of my neighbor has, he was a passive, the most meek, passive guy you can talk to. Now after he's been vaccinated with the Moderna, he's an aggressive person. And most of all my neighbors who's been vaccinated with Moderna are aggressive. The one with Pfizer are passive, more communicated, more, you know, even more friendly. Why? I don't know why. That's something. But I know it's part of the DNA. It's part of the chemical agent that they have put in these vaccines, because they're both made with some different additive in the chemical additive in the vaccine, my brother and sister. So the fact of the matter is that when they change into these beasts, the Moderna people are very aggressive. They tear people apart, even family if they can. I saw my brother-in-law who's taking the Moderna. Instead of tearing his family apart, you know what he did? He ran out of the house, the Great Tribulation. When the Great Tribulation began, they were sitting. The Lord took me when they were sitting in the living room. And they were talking like family. It was so fun. But out of the sun, it was his time to change. And he was telling his family to run out of the kitchen. Run! Run! And his boys started getting thicker as he started changing. My brother insisted. He was like a normal person. He said, run, run, run. And he started grabbing to the shear. His finger beginning to get long. His leg began to get long. He began to break his shirt in the back. His back began to get really big. His pant, he began to tear his pant apart as his leg grew long and thicker. And all the clothing, you can see all the clothing falling on the floor. And what was covering his body, his nakedness, what all the dog fur he had on him that came out of him as a werewolf. He's like a dog human, Rappel insisted. But he in the beginning, he had compassion on his family because he's telling them, run, run, run. And as he kept talking, his voice kept getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And as he ran out later on, because he truly ran out through the front door, he didn't even open it this time, okay? because his finger became like dog, and it's like he didn't have the power now to try to grab the door handle and open it. He just went through it and broke through the glass door and just kept running, and then all you could hear was the howling after that. I was curious because I looked after he broke through the door to see, you know, because they run fast. They run really fast. And I noticed he was already, as he ran out of the house, his family had ran out. He looked in the far, someone that he can catch up to, and he was looking for a meal right away. They immediately get into the hunting mode, my brother and sister, and they just want to eat. They just want to eat. Verse 5 says, Job, let the darkness and the shadow of the stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. Boy, this great tribulation is going to be terrible. Look how Job described it. It's terrifying. Terrifying. Hallelujah. In the day. Terrifying in the day, said Job. Right now, it's not terrifying in the day. This is the great tribulation. It's terrifying in the day. These beasts wants to eat. They're hungry. And they know after they eat one meal, after they tear someone apart, that somehow the other human body makes them stronger and more agile and smarter. And I could see their ears, how they can move it to the side like dogs. A very smart looking, very keen eyes, fart looking eyes. They can look very far. And anything that could move, they can see it move quickly. My brother insisted. And they become smarter again after they eat human flesh. My brother insisted. So it's just, so he says, let the cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. This was in the daytime. Not only things are happening in the Great Revelation, my brother insisted. And people, for those 7 years, they wanted to escape it. They wanted to die. They will look for death, John says in his writing. They want to die. That's how bad it gets. That people see death as a way out, my brother and sister. Because not right now, death is a way out. If a person is in Christ and is ready to go to heaven and dies, it goes to heaven. It's a way out. It's a way of escape. Well, in the Great Tribulation, death is not in business anymore because God said he will not be in business. And these people want to die, and they can. They can throw themselves down from a 18-floor building and hit the cement. Yeah, they get a lot of broken leg, a lot of broken leg. They're still alive and weren't screaming in pain. Oh, this hurts so much. And people goes by and say, why were you so dumb to jump from that building? Now you got all your broken leg. How are you going to move around? Okay, that's what people say to the people on the floor screaming in pain. Okay? My brother, no one had any mercy. That's another thing. When the Lord started taking me to the Great Tribulation years ago, that's what I noticed from people. No one cared for nobody. No one said, let me help you. Or come into my house, I'll protect you. No one cared for that. If they eat you, they said they're better off eating her or him and not me. Okay? They're cruel, cruel. People become cruel in the Great Tribulation, which is, I believe, it's a mass manifestation of how a lot of people are acting today. God manifests that because it's revelation. It's revealed. What's inside of the person are revealed on the outside right away. And people and so are surprised by their attitude, which it gives them a great opportunity to repent, my brother and sister. Once they start seeing the inside of themselves, hallelujah, my brother and sister, notice a great tsunami is going to be in the Great Tribulation. Job 26:10. That he had compassed the water with bound until the day and night come to the end. Well, he bounds the water, but in the Great Tribulation, they're not bound. My brother and sister, they are now. They're not holding their place until now. They go out of their place. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. 28:3. So man set it at the end of the darkness and search it out, all perfection, the stone of darkness and the shadow of death. My brother and sister, God is looking for people to repent, for people to turn from the wicked way, but they're not. Not many. Very few. Like right now, you can get a group of people repenting together, taking God together. Okay, that's fine now. The Great Tribulation, that is very rare. Very rare, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. For he looked at Job to the end of the earth and see the whole heaven. So God is seeing the attitude of people, how people are behaving. But the whole idea is that God wants people to repent and turn to him. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. So the Lord is very important that he'll send me into the great tribulation from heaven. We'll go inside to the wedding celebration, and then the Lord wants to send me in different occasions, different week and different month to the great tribulation. Go speak to these people. Go speak to the other people. Go tell those people to repent. Go tell them to seek me. And I go in and out. And not only me, other people also, he's sending them there too. My brother, it's important to the Lord that we do this work for him, my brother and sister, because people are so busy running and hiding. Again, like today, people are so busy in work with family and with so much other things, they don't have time to repent. So in the Great Tribulation is similar to that, but here's the thing. The Great Tribulation is the end of all things, my brother and sister. Just as the Apostle Peter said, the end of all things is at hand. It's only 7 years because Jesus is coming back to restore the earth, to put the earth through fire and make all things new and begin the millennium, his kingdom, fresh, new, new earth, new heaven. My brother and sister, because the former things have passed away, says the prophet. Hallelujah. Completely different. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He directs under the whole heaven his lining to the end of the earth. And there's all kinds of lining happening in the Great Tribulation. So all kinds of judgment are coming. Earthquakes and tsunami constantly. Hurricanes are hitting the land constantly. I saw a hurricane hitting New Jersey in the Great Tribulation. And I knew that this was constant. This is an everyday thing. The weather pattern on the earth is about to change. The Lord showed me that when the base of the earth, I forget what it's called, it's going to turn, okay, completely. The whole weather of the earth is going to change. Okay, and we're already seeing earthquake in different parts of the earth, like in Mexico, Taiwan, Japan, tsunami Japan, I believe someone said. They're waiting for tsunami for Mexico. So you can see the earth across from each other already beginning to change dramatically. Where a 7.7 earthquake in Taiwan, they try to make it a 7.5, they try to lower it because they're trying to hide it. Because it's stunning to people that a 7.7, almost 8, well, wait until the big ones hit over here. The scale is going to go off the roof, my brother and sister. Terrible. Hallelujah. So the Lord blesses the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Notice that God has a plan to bless people in changing people back from beast into human because people will be praying for them. Family member will be praying for the family member. Don't stop praying for your family member. Okay? The Lord will bless them. He will bless them. Okay? Although they go through what they're going through, my brother and sister, God will have mercy on them. God will restore them back, and he will bless them. He will have mercy because he had mercy on Job, his servant Job. And, yeah, there have been a lot of questions. Why did Job have to go through this type of great tribulation? When he was perfect, he was doing everything right, some people say. But it's up to God who knows the heart and weighs the spirit, the Bible says. Okay? It's up to him, because Joel in his own words said that before he heard about God, but now his eye has seen him. So he had a personal encounter with God that he didn't have before. And I believe it's the ultimate plan of God, because Jesus said that it was the will of the Father him to reveal himself to us, my brother and sister. And so that ultimate plan of God to reveal himself to man has to be also in the life of Job. Job, yeah, was a perfect man. He kept the word of God. He repented every day, my brother and sister. And he helped the poor. He did so much. But the revelation of God in his life was not there. And so when he went through this trial, type of great tribulation, God revealed himself to him. And I believe God wants to reveal himself to each and one of us. So as for the night, let the darkness cease upon it. Let it not be joined unto the day of the year. Let it not come to the number of the month. Lord, let the night be solitary. No joyful voice that come of the rain. Let the incursion and the curse of the day, who already raised in the morning, my brother and sister, let the start of twilight there be dark and look for light, but have none, neither let it the dawning of the day. So this is the great tribulation. I've been when the days look like nights and everything is turned around. Like right now, you know you have day and you have night. And the great tribulation, in the daytime, you get both. And it doesn't change. It just stays this way. You get a mess of day with night and a mess of weather with everything. There's no calm. There's no more peace. Peace is taken from the earth. It's in the book of Revelation, very clear. So it's a total mess. Hallelujah. And then they weighed the wheat, the bread, and the wine. Heard not the wine. But then there's no wine. There's no joy. Okay? So God allows them for them to rejoice for a certain time, but then there's no joy after it, afterward. It becomes harder. It becomes most difficult, my brother and sister. Now, for some reason, while these beasts are losing, eating and killing people, Shalom, Sister Luna, our governments are hiding. Our elites are hiding. Later on, they come out of hiding, and they try to establish the government. And this is when the Lord took me, when I saw the star falling from heaven. Okay, I don't like to say his name. Okay, he was a president for 8 years in the United States. And here behind the office now, he became to come out. And yes, he was the president here, my brother and sister. And so him, the leaders of the UN, and the leaders of the world, the beasts in Europe, they're totally united. And they tried to establish himself. And this is when he now, that he began to establish his army, they began to get stronger again. They want to go now to Jerusalem. And he wants to go to his point, the temple of God, to sit in the temple of God, ask God, my brother and sister. So he wanted to tell people that he's bringing normality back. But there's no normality, because the way they're going to bring normality is they're going to send armored vehicle, because I saw this, and they were shooting at these beasts. They were hunting them down. Okay? They were killing them. And this is why anyone that you know that's going to change because they've been vaccinated, you need to pray for them, that they're able to run to the mountain and hide. Because they're coming to the conscience and to the five senses right when they turn back to human and say, whoa, man, what did I do? What was I? And again, oh, man, I changed again. And then they can run to the mountain and hide. They have a few hours before they change. My brother, my sister, because the government are sending all these vehicles, all these army, to hunt them down and kill them. The first years, 1 or 2 years, I believe it is, they're hiding. They're in their bunkers. They know the beast cannot get there. And they don't care for humanity. They just let the beast hunt whoever's left who's not vaccinated. My brother and sister, all over the world. And once they wanted to stop it and control it, they come out with their armies. And their armored vehicle, all ready to hunt them, with a laser weapon that can hunt them for miles, away and cut their neck and body. And they come out to do that in special bullets and missiles. And they began to take them out, my brother and my sister. And I saw a man who, he looked like he was a beast before, but he needed an hour or two more to change. But the army already knew this. And I saw the U.S. Army chasing him with a tank and shooting at him wherever he was hiding. He was going through the city, different home hiding. And it was through a town he was going. And I saw the tank pointing to the house where he was hiding and blowing the house into pieces. And he will come out through another way because he will hide under. He knew what the tank could do. He was still a man. He had one of his arms has been shot because I saw it when it was shot by the tank. They hit close to the shoulder. They cut off the arm. All you see was part of the skin hanging and clothing. And the man was in tremendous pain. Okay? But they knew that. And in hour or two, he was going to change into a beast. So they were trying to get him before, my brother insisted, before he changed. Because they knew that if he changed and he can run, he can lift a tank and or flip a tank and make their life miserable and try to get a hold of them. Okay? So it was a plan offense against these beasts, against these people that the government had prepared, my brother and sister. And the man was running, and they were hunting them down. And I think one occasion I saw like two of them when the tank pointed to them and just smashed them like nothing, cut them to nothing, my brother and sister. Okay? And the whole idea that if they killed them and they destroyed them, they won't change anymore. They will not put other lives at risk, my brother and sister. Okay? Because right now, there's no police. They have eaten the police officers. They have killed them. They have eaten them. Basically, what you had is the army just protecting the government. And there was no local police. Don't remember seeing Navy. Just army, my brother and sister. And that's what was protecting the government. And there was still a lot of them. I was surprised there was still a lot of the army using heavy, heavy-duty machinery, like when they attack Iraq, my brother and sister, and just taking out these beasts. Because now they were more dangerous here than any army. These beasts were more dangerous than any army, my brother and my sister. So they knowing now that this is a situation that they found themselves, they were trying to purge the city and the town from these beasts because there was too many of them. And you know that when the beasts have killed most of the people that are alive, they're going to turn against themselves because some changes at one time, the other one changes in a different time. Those that will change soon, in the moment they change into human, the other beasts will come to tear them apart. Because they just turned into a normal human being, my brother and sister, and the other beasts are hungry. So they get to the point where they don't care. They just want to eat, my brother and sister. So the government, somehow they knew a lot of this information that I'm sharing here. They knew all this stuff. They were very aware of what these beasts can do and how much they can hunt and all that. And then they came prepared to hunt them down. And to my surprise, that was like, wow. They know very well what they need to do. Verse 10, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid the sorrow for my eyes. Basically, this is how people feel in the Great Tribulation. They wish they were never been born. They wish every day that they never been born because they're in total horror and pain. And they're going through a miserable life. They can remember when that they had abundance. A lot of people had a lot of money, millions. In the Great Tribulation, they're hungry. And they can remember having a lot of money, having servants in their home, ordering food whenever they feel like it, throwing food away when they didn't need it, lots of it, tons of it, and not caring for it a minute or a second. Now in the Great Tribulation, all that memory of being so wasteful with food and money, with going through the mind, And they're like beating up on themselves about it. Why did I behave this way? Why did I act this way? If I would have saved some of that food and frozen it, put it in the fridge, and frozen it for years, or buy that 10-year, 20-year food, and bury all the money I have, all the millions I have, you know, I could have survived this. And you could hear those conversations in certain homes, people quietly among themselves and, you know, looking out the windows in great fear. Fear takes over people. And people in fear comes, you think that some people will get strong in fear? No, they get very weak. The regular population under great fear, they become very vulnerable, very weak. Some people practically set themselves to die or to be eaten, my brother and sister, because they keep blaming one another for what happened. They keep blaming each other. They keep pointing finger. Husband tells a wife, you didn't throw away all the food. Well, you were taking out the garbage and you didn't care. And it's all blaming, you know? Blaming like the guy that I went to preach to, and he was blaming God for the things he was going through. Why did he let us go through the 3 days of darkness, he was telling me. And I said, listen, you should have learned from that. Why were those beasts going around killing people? You know, he was blaming God for these things. And I said, it's in his word. He said this would happen. Why didn't he protect us? Well, you're still alive. So he did protect you, I said to him. He did protect you. And look at you here complaining. And said, hallelujah. Yes, keep Trump in prayer, my brother and sister. Keep them in prayer. Now, you've seen what happened with the hurricane in the Dominican and Puerto Rico. We could have rebuked that and became nothing. Again, I was thinking we failed the Lord again. Because we would have rebuked that. My brothers, the flooding in Pakistan now and in India. People, they're a listener, pastor in Pakistan and India. None of them wrote to me and said, brother, let's pray for this flooding not to hit us. We would have prayed. They would not even hit them. We've done this before. We have prayed. And the Lord had made them go to nothing. My brothers and sisters, the lack of faith in us. Now I include myself. The lack of faith in us is sickening. Okay? We need to repent for this. Okay? Not one person wrote to me on Sunday, this past Sunday, said, Brother Elvie, I know you got a message to share. Can we please do an urgent prayer for the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and even Cuba? Let's rebuke this hurricane and make it go away and become nothing. Not one person would have been injured. Not one home would have been flooded. Nothing. And it would have just gone away. Lord has given us that authority and power in his name. We're not using it. My brother and sister, we're being careless. We're being careless. It's happening under our watch. I remember when the typhoon went to the Philippines and destroyed the Philippines. In such a way that I was in prayer with the Lord, and the Lord came. And the Lord said that if I would have come together with my brothers and sisters and rebuked that typhoon, that would have not happened. Okay? It would have gone away. My brothers, when the Lord said this to me, I felt so sad and broken for what the Lord was speaking to me. That when the second typhoon was coming, that they say it will be greater. It's recorded here in the Lord's Tower. We pray. And what happened? What did happen? The second typhoon that the weather said there will be worse, it became nothing. Nothing. Just a little rain and that's it. Nothing. It became nothing. Not the one that's supposed to be greater. We rebuked it here in the Lord's Tower. Okay? The Lord has given us that authority. We're not using it. We're not practicing our faith. My brother and sister, we need to do it. We need to get together and do it. I have added a few channels of weather on my YouTube page. Okay, I want to make sure, and if you can do the same on your YouTube page, add live weather channel. You can put in also the weather channel, which has a link, join it to your account and your YouTube account, and have that ready. We got to be informed about the weather. Before any hurricane, comes to any land, any country, we can rebuke it, okay, and just watch it disappear and go away. My brother said, some people wanted to just don't pray against it, let it happen to see how bad it's going to be. No. We can rebuke it. When the church is out, then it's not on us. But right now it is. It is on us. Because the Lord said that if we come together here, when your brothers and sisters rebuke this, it will not hurt the land. So it's happening under our watch, my brother and sister, which is very, very sad. Hallelujah. We can just do it. Psalm 7:9 says, oh, let the wicked and the wicked come to an end, says David. But establish the just for righteous. God tries the heart and reign. Listen to this. The Lord is about to come. He's about to return. Until the last second we're here, we're going to be tried. We're going to go through testing. The trial of our faith produces patience, says the Bible. Now, our faith of being tried to the different situation. And it's all God to produce patience in us. Because in reality, most of us are not patient. But the Lord through the trial can increase the patience in us. And then we can wait on the Lord, trusting the Lord. My brothers, not leaning on our own understanding. Let the wicked of the wicked come to an end. The wicked of the wicked. You see how they are wicked elite who are leading the wicked nations of people. Okay? Who are the one giving order to these other wicked to do evil in the different places against people. Humanity, okay, they are like armies. They are armies, but they are formed, trained, prepared. And David says that the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked come to an end because, hallelujah, they plan everything they do. They plan for the stock market to go down. They plan to reduce jobs. My brother and sister, and increase prices of food over the people, and have people paying more, which more going into their pocket. It's not that it's costing them more, no, it's that it's costing us more, not them. So it's them getting more money from us, devaluing the money, the dollar, not caring. Hallelujah! But God, who's in control, hallelujah, will establish the just. The reason why God is working in our life, because the Lord has a plan to establish us on the earth in the millennium. Most of us, not everyone's coming down again. Establish a throne here. And that's why he says in word that we will reign with Christ 1,000 years. How do we reign? He established us in his kingdom, in different position in his kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Okay? My brother and sister. But God tries the heart and reigns. Even though whatever position God puts in you, whatever ministry he gives to you, whatever gifts he gives to you to perform on his behalf, to use you, he's trying your heart. Remember that. He's trying your heart. Because out of the heart the mouth speaketh. Fill your heart with him. Fill your life with him. So you know that when you speak, you're speaking his will. His word, his will. His plan, his will. His order, his will. His task, his will. His kingdom, his will. He isn't telling you, go there and speak to so-and-so. That's his will. As long as you're doing his will, hallelujah, you're doing what he has made us to be doing. Marvel in his image, in his likeness. We're being like Christ. Christ is at the right hand of Father, reigning with Father. He's established up there. He will establish us with him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. When we are doing his will and not our own. What did Jesus say? I came to do my Father's will, not my own. God wants us to do his will because his will is what's best for you and I. There's nothing best for you and I than God's will. Nothing will make you more happy than God's will in your life. I know it doesn't seem pleasant at the former time, but as the more you commit to God, the more you submit to his will, the more you seek to do his will, you will learn of him who is humble and meek of heart and find peace for your soul. You'll find joy, untold wisdom, knowledge. He'll give you the desire of your heart, the Bible says. What is the desire of your heart? Is the desire of your heart for your family to be in safe? He'll give you that. Is the desire of your heart to have a beautiful mansion where you will have children and family and grow old and never get old, grow in age and never get old? He'll give you the desire of your heart for eternity. In a billion years, you come to God, you're still looking like 20, and you're a billion years old. And you'll be rejoicing. And you'll remember the things you have lived with him, how much joy and peace you had in a billion years. And you're just beginning another billion years with him. My brother and sister, God has so much in store. I met a redeemer in the millennium. I seen on heaven. We have become friends. My brother and sister, I greeted her in heaven, and at one time the Lord bring me to the millennium. She's in the millennium. I greeted her in the millennium. Sister, very humble. I knew she was over 4,000 years old. That really caught my attention. My brother and sister, I had a conversation with her in the millennium, and her wisdom just struck me. They have learned so much. I seen her and seen what she does, the will of Father. She seeks to do the will of Father every day. In her mind, in the millennium, when she go out of her house, she goes out to do Father's will. She comes home, she comes to talk to Father in her house. They don't want to do nothing else. A lot of the redeemed don't want to get married. They just want to be doing Father's will. Because they know the reward they're going to get from God. They know how much joy and peace they're going to have in heaven by doing the will of God. My brother and sister, they know how much it pleases God that they're out just doing the will of God. In their mind, in their heart, that's all they do. They go out every day. I saw this in the millennium. They fly like angels. They move quickly in second. Thousands of miles away to speak to someone or minister to someone or lead someone somewhere or teach someone something or reveal something to someone from God. And they go do it with a joy and peace. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I got to know her very well. I didn't know that she was friend of Sister Essence. My brother and sister. Very friend. She was like her best friend, as we say. And then I saw them together. I met Essence. Wow. She's like an angel. She can move like light. My brother and sister. They were great friends. She said, "Did you meet my friends, Elvie?" Yes, I did. And the joy on their face was tremendous. I knew that somehow they knew me. But you're never allowed to really, not allow. Time is too short for things that take time and eternity. I'm saying time. There's no time and eternity. It's just my word. Forgive me for it. They take the time and eternity to meet and speak about this mystery of God. I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, may I meet another elder? Someone that knew me from before, a friend." And the Lord granted me my petition, taking me to the millennium. I'm in this part in the new earth, beautiful. The tree, the grass, it was all green. A house was in the middle of it, very peaceful. Somehow, I've been there before. All of a sudden, I see this carriage that looks from the 1600s. This man like Elisha, but at the same time, he was not Elisha. He was a friend of mine. He come from heaven to the millennium in a carriage with flying horses. The carriage was white. The adorn in the carriage was made of gold. I had never said this here in the Lord's Hour, but I had kept this for myself. Somehow God wants me tonight to speak about this. He comes from heaven to the millennium. He comes in this carriage. The horses could fly. The horses were like pulling the carriage, but at the same time, it was not. The man was standing in the back of the carriage, like in the back in the early days. But the horses, it was about 6-8 horses, I believe it was. They were like pulling the carriage. They were coming flying down from heaven. They came down on the millennium. The horses were white. Not all of them were white, but most of them were white. Beautiful. I never seen horses with such a long hair and beautiful. There was not a single scratch on them or sickness or anything. Horses, they came from the presence of God. They were full of light. Full of light. I was standing looking at the horses, stunned by the beauty. They had golden embroidered around their neck. The carriage rope that came from the carriage to the horses and the horses' mount, the adorn around the horses was made of gold. They had bell from the top of the horses down around the belly. The bell that we know that are made of skin now on people that ride horses. The adorn of it had gold embroidered in. Beautiful transparent gold, my brother and sister. And the gold shine in the horses with the presence of God in them. And the horses were very happy. One of the horses made a noise like horses right here on the earth when he landed on the earth. It was like the horse was reminded that one time he came from the earth. And it gave him joy, my brother and sister. The horse will remember he was from the earth. When he lay on the earth after he flew down. He flew down peacefully right on the earth. He landed very peacefully with his leg on the ground. And the horse remember he was from the earth. My brother and sister, it's like they have memory. And they remember things. Because in heaven, horses can speak. I didn't see the horses speaking when he came down the millennium. My brother and sister. But I also knew that he could. It was just not the time for it. My brother and sister. Because the animal can speak in heaven with no problem. Especially out of the presence of God. When I looked at this man, wow, he was a large man, big. Four muscle all over him. He had a garment over his neck and body. It looks like a very comfortable garment he had. My brother and sister. Light was emanating out of him. Light was emanating out of his face, out of his body, out of everything. He had a beautiful smile. Full of white teeth. Big lips, big face, but very, as people say on earth, very handsome. My brother insisted. With a lot of hair, long hair. So, wow. And he greeted me. Greeting, Brother Elvie, he says. And when he greeted me, I knew him from before. Brother Elvie, you remember me? In the millennium, I said, yes, I do. I have my memory in the millennium. I totally knew who he was. I knew him for thousands of years old. We were friends. Remember, friend? Brother Elvie, remember me, your friend? For such and such a time? And I said, yes. I apologize, I said to him. Because I had not remembered that time. It was before the earth was created. That's what we was with God. And all that memory, most of it I don't remember. The Lord has to remind me some of it. Marvelous. But in the millennium, a lot of it, just as he spoke to me, God was bringing it into me. I said, wow. Yes, my friend. He said, come over here and give me a hug, Brother Elvie. Beautiful like angelic being. Was one of my best friends for a long time before the year was. And I went up and gave him a hug. I'm glad to see you, Brother Elvie. You're serving the Almighty, huh? You're on a mission. I said, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, I said to him. We were rejoicing. Hallelujah. You had asked the Lord for me to come, Brother Elvie. The Lord said to me to come and meet you. Hallelujah. He says you have much question. And I said, yes, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Brother Elvie, don't worry. Everything will come to you in the right time. Don't worry, my friend. Don't worry. We'll be together again. You remember the time we spent together, my friend. We, you and I, we spent a lot of time together. We had a lot of fun together, Elvie. I know you don't remember everything. It's given to you by pieces. But you will remember everything. You don't have much left before you come home and begin to remember everything again, and we begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to talk about things that we did as friends, my brother and sister, in that eternity that was mind-blowing. Oh, thank you. Yes, I love horses, riding horses, going out fishing, and so much more. All that in heaven is being done in the joy and presence of God, my brother and sister. I have many friends in heaven from eternity. They totally remember me. I don't remember them much unless I go back into my glorified body. My mind is used 100%. Then I remember. But I've been told it's all in God's timing, not to worry. Yes, ask the Lord, he says. Yes, have him lead you, ask him to lead you, to teach you. Yes, it has to be this way for now. Okay, don't worry. Elvie, don't worry. God is in control. He's in control of your life. Don't worry. How many times the Lord had looked at me and said, don't worry, my son. God has told me not to worry. Many times, my brother and sister. Because like many of you, we want to know more. But it's not the right time yet. Not the right time. I know this, that the enemy would like to know more through us. Because we can still sin one way or another. And the enemy can get that information from us when we sin. Open door sin, remember. So a lot of it, I know it's taken away from me and not to remember. And it's for my own good, for my own well-being. My brother and sister, we don't know how much God is protecting us, but he is. He has told me he's in control. Hallelujah. Father and the Lord has said, you will be in this place, he says to me. They both have looked at me. I told you long time ago, I don't trust any man. And I don't trust myself neither. I only trust the Lord, God Almighty. My brother and sister, with my salvation, I only trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we can be deceived, and we can deceive ourselves. Remember that. You can be deceived, and you can deceive yourself. So how do you go by in life? Trusting only the Lord Jesus. Looking only after him. My brother and sister, hallelujah. These redeemed are coming into the millennium to teach other people. Hallelujah. I saw how many people in the millennium came to them to learn of God through them. They have been with God for thousands of years in heaven, learning of the Lord, learning of Father. And all the teaching they have, now God's going to send them to the millennium to share with people who doesn't have much of this knowledge. And I saw them having Bible study in the millennium. These Bible study was huge. Some of these Bible study will be larger than university. There will be university of Bible study in the millennium. Large, large building, like there are large, large building in heaven. In heaven, they have these large, extensive buildings. I mean, really large. When I tell you large, wait until you see them. Large building. A Bible study. My brother and sister. But the word that is being taught in those buildings is pure. Like I saw in the millennium, was pure. Not one single word is false. Not one single word is a lie. Every word is accurate. Every word comes from the knowledge of God. My brother and sister. And thank you, Lord. They teach it very careful, but very specific from God, with so much wisdom and power. In the moment they give you a few verses in the Bible, they will share a few verses from you. When they explain to you a verse or two, it comes full of power, knowledge, and wisdom that will change your insight. Every single word changes your insight. You immediately become much stronger inside, more mature inside, more knowledgeable inside, with much understanding. The word comes, much knowledge. Hallelujah. You spend a few months in heaven learning the word of God. And if someone sees you from back here, they won't recognize you. No, they won't recognize you. The way you speak, wow. The word that will come out of your mouth, people will say, wow, what a knowledge, what an understanding, what a power comes through your lips, my brother and sister. In only a few months, imagine a few years, imagine a few hundred years, imagine a few thousand years. It is, you become like light. Essence in 4,000 years can turn into light and fly away. Do you imagine? Only in 4,000 years, learning from God. That's what knowledge does to you in heaven. That's why knowledge is power. But people don't understand the power that knowledge is. You really turn into that power in the knowledge of God. You turn into pure light. Someone sees you, they see pure light. And you move like pure light. My brother and sister. But somehow people still know it's you. You can come to me like a pure light, just a pure light in front of me. And I say, hey, Brother Miguel, how you doing? And you're smiling behind that pure light that you are turned into. It says, me, Brother Elvie. Oh, I know it's you, Brother Miguel. And heaven. This is how heaven is. My brother and sister. The essence of that light, I already know that's my Brother Miguel, who had turned into a light that came to see me and speak with me. If he wants to turn into the person he looks now, he can do it immediately in less than a second. But if he wants to stay just into a pure light and talk with me and walk together and all I see a light flying in the air talking with me, that's fine. He just wants to be that way. And it's fine. There's no complaint like, oh, no, I want to see the real person of you. Like people say here, no. No. No, my brother and sister. You can change into an eagle. I had changed into an eagle in heaven and fly. I was flying as an eagle in heaven, and I flew to Jesus' throne. I came down on his throne as an eagle. As I came into the ground, I turned into the person that I am now. But before I changed, making that loud noise like an eagle in the heavens, and Jesus already knew it was me. My brother and sister, my son, welcome, he said with a smile, before I changed into a person. They are changing to the person, hallelujah, and Jesus was looking at me with a smile. He had a crown on his head. He had seraphim serving him right there. The seraphim were on fire out of the presence of God. And Jesus welcomed me, my brothers and sisters. His throne is on a rock in that place in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus loved to ride his eagles, my brother and sister, to spend time with his eagle, explaining. Jesus loves it when you fly with him, where he teaches you. And you're like an eagle listening to him flying with your wings in heaven. And he's right there explaining things to you, flying with you. Hallelujah, loving on you. Hallelujah. You can't imagine what heaven is like. That's where we're going. Hallelujah. You're never afraid in heaven. Never. Jesus full of joy. Always. Full of peace. Always. The presence of God is everywhere in heaven. Yes, I believe it's stronger when you come closer to his throne. I noticed that in eternity I was away from the throne. I can feel the presence of the Father very strong. But when God brought me closer to his throne, where he was standing with the Lord, oh, wow. Hallelujah. If I begin to tell you about eternity, it would take a long time to explain eternity. Eternity is a planet. Just like the third heaven, third level is a planet. Third heaven, second level is a planet. Third level, first level is a planet. And that first level of heaven, third heaven, that's where the newcomer usually come in. That's where the testing center are. The Lord got his throne there. I've been in his throne there. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I believe that's what is called paradise. Thank you, Lord. And that's where I see my friend, my brother Jim. I see my brother Larry in the third heaven, third level, my sister Chu Thomas. I also see her in the third level, first planet, my brother and sister. She was in the wedding. And the first planet is what the wedding celebration, wedding banquet, wedding buildings are, castle, and preparation is. That's where the guests are waiting, my brother. That's where I was the other night. The Lord took me to inside the building. Jesus, as he was coming from the guest rooms, I saw all the guests sitting, waiting for the church to arrive. Outside that building, in the rear part of that building, there's a garden. That's what the Lord took a couple of my brothers and sisters who put up a video the other day on YouTube. I've been there. And that part of the garden is beautiful. There are angels and redeemed walking around that garden always. The flower, the adorn. The floor looks like it's been vacuumed and washed every day. But it's always that way. Beautiful and clean. The flower always looks beautiful. Full of the presence of God is all over the place. And that's where the bride is going to arrive. The Lord also has shown me that near the beach, I saw Jesus standing near the beach in that first heaven. The beach is beautiful. I've been there with the Lord. It has sand like our beach out here. The sea there, the water is pure, 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 peaceful, clean water. I arrived there because the Lord wanted to show me the rapture. He showed me that even many from the Lord's hour are going to arrive near the beach. For some reason, some people were arriving to the wedding celebration. One will arrive in the garden. Some will arrive in the beach. Some will arrive in the dress by the dressing. It looks like people, somehow the Lord knows their heart, that they want to come to heaven, to different places of heaven. It will please them when they come into heaven. It will give them much joy. And the Lord is like granting those petitions to his children. And he showed me, at one time, where Sister Amy and her family came to the beach as they arrived in the rapture, the pasture, my brother and sisters. And other brothers and sisters I seen arriving to the wedding near the beach. And that beach sand, I was walking. Jesus was standing about 50 feet from me. This is where he had a list on his hand. I look around the beach and all the beauty. But there's only one beauty that caught my attention, and it's Jesus. Heaven is unbelievable beautiful. Clean air, clean everything. Pure. But when I look at Jesus, I forget about everything else. I saw Jesus was holding a list on his hand. He had it like a scroll, my brother and sister. And Jesus was looking through the list as people were arriving, coming in from the earth to the rapture. He was looking at the names. Bible says that our names are in his books. Daniel 12 says that the name that are written in the books, God made sure that everyone coming in, their name is in the books. My brother and sister, as I arrived, he looked at my name in the book. My name is in the book. Your name is in the book if you're repenting and seeking the Lord. Jesus would look, go into the list of people who are arriving, and he can see their names there. And looking as people were arriving, some people, when they saw Jesus, oh, they immediately melted with joy and peace. Some saw him for the first time. They were with tremendous joy and peace. And Jesus, Lord. And he was he was receiving them with joy and peace. My brother, some people just want to go out to him and give him a hug. Thank you, Lord. And he welcomed everybody with joy and peace. People of all color were arriving. My brother said that God loved everybody. And he was receiving them with a smile. And he was telling them to come in. He said, we're telling them to continue to go to the wedding celebration. Hallelujah. And it was such a joy. I said, Lord, I wanted to see what was in the list. He handed me the list. He allowed me to take the list from his hand. I took the list. I opened the list of the names. There were thousands of names in that list. I was looking at all those names. In heaven, I can remember all those names. I can remember all those people. Down here, my Lord, have mercy. And I look up all the names. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Okay. I was looking for people that I wanted to see their name in the list. Lord, where's the name and so-and-so? And the Lord looked at me very sad for certain people who, I guess they didn't want to come to heaven. They didn't fast. They didn't pray. They didn't repent. They didn't seek the Lord. And it made him very sad. It made him very, very sad. He wanted them with all his heart, with all his love, for them to come to heaven with him. But he doesn't make anyone do anything. He doesn't force anyone to do anything. Hallelujah. He's a gentleman. He just wanted them out of their own love for him to come to him and repent and ask him and really seek him. Seek him to go to heaven and want to come to heaven. Let the bride and the spirit say, come. And let who is thirsty come and drink out of the water freely, the Bible says. He's not going to make you. He invites you to come and drink out of the water of life freely, the Bible says. My brother and sister, he was there. And as I was asking him for name of people I didn't see there, I can see in his face how sad he was getting, how much it was hurting him that I was asking him for these people. But, Lord, I really wanted to see them here, Lord. He says, I know. I know, my son. I know you wanted to see them here. But it was not after you. It was on them. It's like when he took me to hell. In the entrance of hell, he stops. And he explained to me, they're here out of their own choosing. In other words, they chose to be vaccinated. The government did not make them to be vaccinated of their employer. They had a choice, but they still chose to be vaccinated. My brother and sister, out of their own will, they chose to, he says to me. Wow. Hallelujah. I just expected that those names that I was looking for in the list in heaven, they will be there. Hallelujah. But they were not there. And it made him sad. It was hurting him. I didn't want to hurt him no more. But he was feeling what I was feeling. I wanted them to come home with me. They're more my brother, my sister, some of them. I didn't know why they had to turn away to the world, to what the devil has to offer, when God was offering greater things. My brother and sister, the Lord is so merciful. He is so good. And his love endure forever. The night is too short. We don't have that many days for me to be speaking straight of what I've seen in heaven. There's so much I have not been able to say on the Lord's hour that I have seen. But God in his timing will give me the word the understanding, the memory, and the knowledge to explain things I've seen, even in the millennium in heaven. My brother and sister, I said one time I only have been able to share 5% of what I'm seeing. Now I think it's been a little bit more. There's still a large percent of what I'm seeing, who I have spoken to, what has been revealed to me in heaven that I have not been able to share. But it's all in God's timing. I don't worry about it, no. I used to. So I just wanted really to explain things. No, I don't worry about those things anymore. God is in control. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My brother and sister, let's continue to repent. Let's continue to seek the Lord. I know I began telling you about the great tribulation because Jesus is about to come for his bride. I saw the Lord this week. He was like a giant. And he was pointing to me to something. He was pointing to me to time. My brother and sister. He was pointing to me to happen in a year and a month. I said to you, I'm not going to give you dates. But he was pointing to me to a month where there'll be judgment on the earth, on the United States, severely. I saw it. He was pointing to me this week to a month. I'm not going to say the month, my brother and sister. The judgment is about to come. And he reminded me it's over when he was showing me this, that the judgment will come and there's nothing left. Hallelujah. Nothing left before he, the judgment come, 3 days of darkness, it's over. It's over. He showed me that very soon, when the 3 days of darkness begins after the judgment, he's going to change us. I remember. And he reminded me that I will leave my family. I will leave my wife and children to go out in the revival. My brother and sister, I told my wife this. When the Lord changes very soon, we're going to go out in the revival. And I don't think I'm coming back home because God has a plan for us. And it will be all ministry or ministering to the people. He has family that he's going to send us out to minister to. The revival is very short, but very powerful. Again, I saw a brother. I'll tell you a little bit about the revival because he has shown me to me in different occasions. There are things I have not been able to tell you, but with the Lord willing, at least I'll tell you a few things. The power he's given us, he's empowering us to do in our glorified body, as Paul says to the Corinthians, that in the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed at the last trumpet. The last shofar, last trumpet is about to sound. My brother and sister, if we go by Jewish tradition, the last shofar is the goal. Everyone goes in the last shofar. That's what the last shofar is, the goal. My brother and sister. Now, the power he's given us, the government has risen against the people with mandate again because they're plaguing stuff coming to the earth. And the government think that if people, there's so many who doesn't want to be vaccinated, we're going to have to make them. But this time, the Lord changes us in a glorified body. And the government was coming after us, and this brother, young brother, who the Lord had changed, the government had sent a tank against him, and he went and grabbed the tank and flipped it and threw it away. He lifted up at 15 to 25,000 pounds. He lifted up like nothing and threw it into the air, like throwing a golf ball. I said, brother, what are you doing? This is not what the Lord had changed us in. And empowered us to. We're not here to make war against our government and people. We're here to go out and do the work of the Lord is sending us to. I said, Brother Elby, didn't you see? He was pointing his tank at me. I'm not going to allow them with their machine to try to threaten me, threaten us. And I said, Brother, no, brother. We got to remember how Jesus, when the Pharisee and then threatened him peacefully, went about doing the Father's business. We and the power of God got to move in the same humbleness and meekness. But this brother turned around and grabbed the tank. My brother said, threw it away, maybe even injuring and killing the soldiers inside the tank. That's a poor testimony there. We're not to do that, my brother and sister. Those men inside, although they have orders, they could have been evangelized. They could see the power of God and the testimony in us as being changed and moving in the power of God and lightning. Another brother, I saw like he threw a lightning to cut the tank in two pieces. I said, Brother, no. Calm down. Stop it. Calm down. No, brother, we got to show them our power. No, that's not what it's about. We don't need to show them our power. Hallelujah. We're moving the power of God to evangelize into the world of God. We don't need to show them our power. We're going to get together in the revival. The Lord is sending us by group also. I saw myself going with 7 or 9 other people. And we went together in our glorified body to evangelize the nations. People had a lot of questions, a lot. Some people, we can only convince them with the miracle. My brother and sister, some people were injured, broken leg. And we would look at them and say, look what God will do for you in this hour. And we will speak to the leg that was broken to come together in one piece. And then instantly the leg came together. And soldiers who've been injured in Iraq and different places immediately began to get healed. If a person is missing an arm, we command the arm to come out. The arm was coming out. My brother and sister, we can go to a hospital, nursing home, my brother's BA hospital in different places. The poor are the poor, and order food to appear. Pray for food, a container to be full of food, and immediately happen. That's the power that God will have us move for the glory of God, for the glory of Jesus. So what do we do with it? We glorify God. We don't need to show them our power. That's not what it's about. We don't need to show anybody our power, my brother and sister, because we're not here to convince the leaders. We're here, my brother and sister, to lead people to Christ, because it will be a great uprising in the great tribulation after we leave a people for the Lord that will be beheaded. But they're going to see the power of God in the bride of Christ before they are beheaded. They're going to remember the power of God in the 3 days of darkness. They're going to remember the rapture. They're going to remember all the healing, recorded healing with our cell phones. My brother and sister, we're going to go out. Now our cell phone is not to make phone call anymore, because other towers are going to be down. The cell phone will be for us to use our camera. And as we speak to the leg to come out and the arm to come out, we'll record it there. My brother and sister. And then when we go to see someone, we say, look what the Lord did and show them the video. He can do with that with you and more. And lead them to Christ. Have them confess the Lord. They may not be ready to come home in the rapture. But you know what? It's not up to us. After that, we have to lead them to Christ, and if they need to stay behind, they have a powerful testimony for the great tribulation. To say to the soldier and them, behead me if you want, but I'm not going to take your mark. I'm going to die for my Lord. Hallelujah, who died for me on the cross. My Lord, my God. That's how the testimony are going to be, my brother and sister. We need to do a final work. Jesus spoke with me the other day. I saw the Lord. He was living. He turned around and said to me, you are part. I have chosen to be part of those that are going out to evangelize. I said, yes, Lord. Let his will be done in our own. But surely for surely, this is the end. Father has said to me, this is the end. Jesus has said to me, this is the end. There's nothing else that we need to look for. Here, Sister Barbara, my brother and sister, praise the Lord, and the rest are confirmation.
The announcement is being made. All aboard.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm JC, and this is Grace Overflowing. In today's video, I've got a couple of dreams I want to share with you all. I want to first say that it's definitely a weighty message, and I believe that it will be difficult to hear, and I want you to know that it is difficult to speak to. And I have taken this very seriously, as I do all of my messages that I speak on this channel. Even this morning, as I received the second of the two dreams that I'm going to share with you today, I had wrestled with this message, really asking for yet another confirmation so that I could be sure, because I do not want to misrepresent and I do not want to mislead anyone, and I certainly don't want to evoke any fear in the body or the world at large. And so I had gone to get my phone, and out of the blue, I had realized that a friend of mine had sent me a text message that basically said, whatever the Lord has put on your heart to do, just do it. And so with that, I proceeded to prepare for this message, and that's why I'm here before you to give it today. But with that said, I ask you to take this to the Lord in prayer for confirmation for yourself and to ask Him to reveal what it is that He's speaking in it and through it, and also to ask Him what He would have you to do to prepare for you and your family as it relates. And so with that said, I want to tell the first dream. It happened in June the 19th of this year, and I saw myself asleep in a bed, and I saw myself say, September, September, September. And so when I had awakened from that dream the next day, it seemed significant just because September is such a significant month as it connects to Israel and as it connects to the beginning of the fall feast schedule, the Feast of Trumpets. Many of us who are watching for the Lord's return know that, you know, there's a lot that points to the Lord's return potentially on Feast of Trumpets. There are many people that are certain that it will be on this day. Even though I am not one of those people, I definitely think it's a high watch day and certainly possible rapture day. And so with that said, I've continued to wait in anticipation for this month. And as September the 1st hit, you know, that really grew. And so the Lord had been kind of quickening my memory from June and this dream and what it could potentially imply. And so this morning I had gotten up in the night to spend some time with the Lord, and I had gone back to lay down in the early morning hours, and I had had another dream. In this dream, I walked up to a family member who was standing speaking to another person, and this family member had said, we're going to war. Something is going to happen soon. And I say, yes, something is about to happen. And with that, this family member rather dismissively had said something along the lines of we, meaning America, would put a short or a quick end to it, meaning we would arrive as a fast victor. And when she said this, I said, don't be so sure, Babylon. With this, there was a notion of time brought up and a question of what we should do while we wait. And I said, I'll tell you this. I had a dream. And this family member said, again, rather dismissively, oh yeah? And I said, yes. And then I proceeded to tell the dream that I had had in June, that I was lying in bed in my dream, asleep, and I saw myself saying the words September, September, September. And so as I awakened from this dream this morning, I had received a Bible verse as a confirmation. It was Isaiah 10:10, and I understood that this was not only the confirmation, but also what I was supposed to speak to, meaning the message that I'm supposed to, quote, tell them. And so with that, I want to read Isaiah 10:10 and 11, which say, as my hand has reached to the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images were greater than those of Jerusalem and Samaria, shall I not do to Jerusalem and her idols as I have done to Samaria and her images?" My friends, when I saw that that was the verse that the Lord had given me in confirmation and as the message, it just completely almost took my breath because of the way that this connects to Revelation 17 and Revelation 18, and also seems to confirm the other messages the Lord has been giving me very recently, that judgment is coming, and it is coming to America. The thing that the Lord really impressed upon me is that you cannot spell Jerusalem without spelling USA. And while some people want to claim that there's going to be a great restoration, that the Lord is going to bring back wealth and prosperity and really make America great again in the physical sense, in the earthly sense, that is just not true. And the reason why we know that is not true is because God never changes. And just as Israel and the Jews are God's chosen people, I believe as it relates to the Gentiles, America was God's chosen people. These people say that we have been set apart, and that is true, and we have been blessed by the Lord, and that is true. And by these words, we know that we will be judged, just as Jerusalem, just as Israel was judged. The Lord is no respecter of persons, and as he judged his people, Israel, he will judge his people that are the beacon of the church as it relates to the Gentiles. And I've spoken before that there's a lot of reasons for this, and it has to do with the way that America has really fallen far from the genuine gospel and the true message. And there's been twisting of the word to enable sin. There's been a trend toward only teaching half of the word, only the good stuff, not even teaching that sin is a sin anymore. And then there's the trouble of the whole prosperity and wealth gospel, which America has basically been responsible for corrupting the rest of the world with. So our false doctrines have traveled far and wide and have influenced the entire world. And so with that, I just want to also say that while some people would argue that what we see in Revelation 17, which is actually the church, the great prostitute, and in Revelation 18, which is the land upon which she sits, which is America, while many would say that that's Rome, I disagree, because Rome has never really belonged to the Lord. They are not known as the home of the Christian church. They are known as the home of the Catholic church, which is completely different. This is not only a twisted false doctrine, it's a religion in and of itself. I mean, it is so far from what Christianity really is. It just props itself up on Christianity, and, you know, there's the same characters, but otherwise, it's a complete and total falsity. I believe that the great prostitute represents those who literally were the golden cup in the king's hand. And so if you look back and do scripture studies, we see that the Lord in his word constantly refers to Israel as the prostitute, as a prostitute, because she sold herself out to the nations. She was bowing down at the false altars. She was engaging in all of the pagan false god worship. And so for those same reasons, when we see the prostitute who rides the great beast and the beast system, basically, we know that the prostitute is the one who has basically defied her master, has defiled herself, and she has gone after other men or other images and other idols, of which America has many. And so with that said, I want to say again, there is no fear in perfect love. We know that the hour is late and the time is coming. The Lord is coming. And so whatever happens, we just need to remember that God is sovereign and he protects his people. But I definitely feel that the Lord wanted me to put this warning out there and encourage you to seek him, you know, being prepared in the physical and whatever way, but also more than anything, being prepared in the spiritual, being really aware of the status of your heart. You know, I've said it so many times, the heart is deceitful above all things. The Pharisees thought they were ready for the Messiah to come, but they weren't. They didn't even recognize him. And for the same reason, we know that there will be many in the church that think they're ready for rapture, that think they will be taken in the rapture, that just like the Pharisees who were blind to their blindness are blind, and who will be left behind. And so it is my encouragement to you to seek the Lord and ask him to shine his light into your heart, reveal to you any place in your heart there might be darkness, any place where you might be blind to your own blindness. And my friends, if you fall at the Lord's feet in this way and you sincerely call out to him and ask him to tell you these things and search for him with all of your heart, then Scripture tells us when you search for him with all of your heart, he will be found by you and he will be near to you. And so with that, I'm going to leave you. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and guide you and fill you with his perfect grace overflowing.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to God's Solar 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here again with Brother Dan on the phone with the prophecy I received earlier this morning. Hey, Brother Dan.
Hello.
Everybody's happy to hear you. Okay, I'm going to be in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to start in the book of Genesis. Let's see, I think it's in chapter 7. Let me just make sure, yes. We're going to do two scriptures. So I'm starting at verse 16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. Oh, I got the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Okay, down to, let's see, 23. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Wow, do I have the Holy Spirit on me?
Well, it goes right with this prophecy.
Look at this. I can't even, I have it all over me, like in my head and everything, and my chills everywhere, I had to put. Okay, so now it's in two pieces in the phone because it's long.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. September 20th, 2022. This prophecy I got, like I said, first thing this morning. And let me see what one's better. We have another one similar to it, and I put it up on some Facebook pages. Here it is. The rain is starting. I am closing the ark door. You have been called and warned. The time is here. Are you coming, or will you be left behind? The land is quaking all over the earth, signaling a great earthquake is ready to take place. As Noah prepared, he was laughed at and mocked. You too have suffered trying to speak the truth to deaf ears. Now comes the time of decision. Where is your trust?
Where's that word again?
Yep. Where is your faith?
Where's that word again?
Do you love the world or its creator? All right, again, I might have to scroll down here. All right, let's see. Are you born again?
Have you humbled yourself?
Oh, okay, thank you. Have you humbled yourself? Are you born again of spirit? These are the days of Noah. Only a few have answered my call. That's the Holy Spirit. a few righteous from the multitudes. Only a few. No, he's making this a point here. Only a few. Are you one of them? Have you repented and turned from sin? The rain is starting. Okay, we have to scroll down to the next page of this.
I am closing the ark door.
Okay, why don't you finish it? That is since you around there.
I'm looking at it, yeah. I am closing the ark door. Are you coming, or will you be left behind? Can I get more direct than that?
No. Wow. All right. So, again, this is it. We're at the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. And before I forget this, I am proclaiming the day of vengeance of our Lord, starting on September 24th, 2022. We don't know what's going to happen. I have other announcements like that, so we'll just sit back and pray and see what the Lord is doing. Brother Dan?
Well, like you said, I was just trying to figure out when is the 24th, because today is the 20th, so that's next week.
Yes.
So that's next, I think it's actually this Saturday, isn't it, the 24th?
I don't know, I didn't look on the calendar.
Well, that's what I was afraid to do with the expense on. I was going to see what day, when is that?
Go ahead, check it out.
24th is Saturday.
Okay, interesting, Sabbath.
Yes, that's why I wanted to know what day of the week it was, because it's the Sabbath day. That's kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, again, don't expect some cataclysmic event, but just like the day of darkness and, you know, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, if you have the Spirit, something is going to happen.
Yes, yeah, somebody asked me what happened on September 23rd, 2015, and I'm pretty sure that President Obama met with the Pope on that day. Look at my hair all standing up.
Yes, he did.
Yes, so no one really knew what was going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to be the rapture or the end, but that was actually very, very intriguing and interesting that of all days to pick, it was that day, September 23rd, Obama meeting the Pope. Okay, Mother Dan.
In this prophecy, and you've been texting me about it, and I've been seeing it, the earthquakes.
Yes. Well, I'm in my prophecy, where am I? How far am I? I think I'm waiting on the sixth seal, which is the earthquake.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the fifth seal, I think it's martyrs. Sixth seal is earthquake. I don't know, we're at the end here. Make sure you have an emergency plan and food and supplies on hand. And
well, the ark door is closing, and like I got yesterday about the waiting for the shepherd's waiting for the last sheep to come.
Yes, and doesn't he say, did you repent or will you be left behind?
Right.
Imagine being left behind. I remember watching that Left Behind movie, and I read some of those books. I mean, my hair stood up when I read that. I was like, what? Think about it. He says they'll be caught up with the shout. He says, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who remain alive will be caught up together. I think they'll be transformed and caught up together in the air to meet the Lord. So, if you read your Bible, you know this.
Well, things are definitely happening, as we've been saying.
Yes.
And, it's just a matter of sitting back and watching them happen and being having the Holy Spirit and realize what they and that's the big deal is you have to be born again.
That's it.
Otherwise you're blind. You're spiritually blind.
That's what he says.
Well, it's true. So let me just take a minute again. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for everything you do for us, the translations. We wouldn't be here again without you. You make such a difference. We value your input and the comments, and we learn as much from you as you learn from us.
Yes.
So it's a sharing proposition here, and, you know, hopefully every day we know a little bit more than we knew the day before, and you guys are part of that.
Yes, God is awesome. We love you guys. Thank you for everything.
This one, I think we had other ones with the art.
Yes, I do. I know there's one that I did with the art door is closing or something to that effect.
Yeah,
too.
You can find that one and put that up. I don't think I ever got anything with the art, to be honest with you.
I didn't have time to look. I had too many things going on.
Yeah, me too. But, if we could find that, we'll put that up. And because I think, we're getting the prophecies, bang, bang, bang. I mean, saying the same thing in many different ways.
Yes, so that one I looked at, I'm pretty sure it was from March of 2022. So now I just got the follow-up of it pretty much saying the same thing. And I know how he works, and so do you, especially if you get three things repeated, you know that something's up.
Yes, three is one of his numbers, and like I said, he's the God of numbers, and he's the God of order, and he's a method, and he has a plan, and we're at the end times, and we're, privileged to see this, or not, however you want to look at it, to see this unfolding in front of our eyes.
No, it's pretty amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah, it sure is.
Did I forget anything?
Well, you did. We talked about the vengeance. No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Yes, just if you're visiting, to please remember to subscribe and hit the notifications, and I'll put the Facebook link up so you can check out Facebook if you want to like and follow us there, and I'll try to find that video.
And again, we do look at the comments, and we will pray for people that ask for prayer. And, some of the comments are pretty awesome, and anything that either you or I can do to help people along and make this journey easier for them or help them understand something.
Do I have time to do the prayer?
Yeah, sure. We got 2 minutes.
Okay. So we're going to do the Bless Me Indeed prayer, the prayer of Jabez. I arranged that for me several years ago. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone pain or harm. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I'm going to get up, sign up here. God bless you all. Please check in. Like I said, if you're not seeing anything from us, check in, make sure that we're still here.
Yeah, we get a lot of people commenting how they're subscribed and they don't get notified.
No, I know. And we're not doing anything. That's what I said. We're not doing anything, so we don't know. Of course,
right, or sometimes the comments are not there. I mean, we're not doing anything, so why are you not getting? Is it something supernatural? I don't know.
Just like I said about my page, restricted and possibly disabled, I got the warning notice.
Right. You mean on Facebook?
Yeah, I just got it on Facebook. They said a prophecy from, like, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago went against community standards. No, they just found it now. I was like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're just looking for any little, infraction of their rules to take you down.
Exactly.
All right, let me sign up here. And God bless you all. We love all you guys. Thanks, Brother Dan, for being in there.
Sure. Okay.
All right, bye.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers alike, you are very welcome. Today, I am going to try to complete a series of prophecies that have to do with Nazism. And this Nazism is not the Nazism of the past, because the Lord has revealed that it will be far worse than the Nazism that was experienced in the 1940s, than the Nazism that swept almost unchecked across Europe and that was threatening to stretch itself over much of the known world, or the known Western world at that time. The Nazism that I'm going to speak about in the next few videos is directly connected to the coming beast system. I did say a few videos back that I can feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging me over to handle these beast prophecies that will be revealing what the future times are like, glimpses into the type of technology that God has shown me in that place, and especially the type of life that people will experience at that time. And before I do that, the Lord has given me a word for the United States of America, and he simply said that Mystery Babylon will not be tolerated anymore. God said to me, Celestial, Mystery Babylon is first and foremost a spirit. It is an evil spirit. It is an active, lusting spirit. The Lord says that this spirit rested upon real Babylon in the time of history. So the Babylon that we see depicted in the Bible that loved drink and women and men and song and war and all sorts of wild living is the very same spirit that God says is resting upon the United States now. But he says, tell them that they are a nation of marauders. And this word marauders, you will usually only find it in storybooks of action and adventure. And it basically means robbers, bandits. If you can let me read the definition from the internet here, from the Oxford Dictionary, marauding means going around in search of things to steal and people to attack. And that is such a telling definition. He could have used any words. In fact, he could have just said the word bandit. But he said, tell them that they are a nation of marauders. And a nation of marauders, the Lord is saying, are people who are opportunists, people who watch the chessboard of life, keeping an eye on all the pieces, looking for two things to steal and people to attack. Now, if you watch these old adventure movies, you will see that how marauders became extremely rich. A pirate is a type of marauder. And how marauders become extremely rich and extremely powerful is going around and taking the belongings of weaker people or taking the belongings of people that they can intimidate or people that they rightfully defeat in warfare. So God is saying, for the punishment of America going around and stealing things from other nations, other tribes, other tongues, and other peoples, and constantly searching for people to attack, Mystery Babylon will not be allowed to stand anymore. The Lord said that he is the one who put America in the history books, and at the end of time, he said he is going to remove her. Absolutely. The word that the Lord gave me in the old prophecies, I can't pinpoint which one now, but they're in the videos. He said that America will not even be a footnote in history. He will remove the people completely. And one thing that I can say to try and help the understanding of new people, whether you are a Christian or not, is that if you can get a hold of a Bible and if you read Jeremiah chapter 50 and Jeremiah chapter 51, if you just read those two chapters in as simple a translation as you can, then if I'm being honest, you do not need to come back to the Master's voice anymore, because in Jeremiah 50 and Jeremiah 51, you will read absolutely everything that I have ever said on this channel. You will read about the fact that the daughter of Zion, which is America in these scriptures that God is talking about, because he said the old things he will take and apply them anew. The daughter of Zion will be completely covered by the sea. That's one of the things that you find in chapter 51. It says wail and sorrow because Babylon is completely covered by the sea. The waves have risen over and covered her up completely. And I prophesied that in the past. So if you read Jeremiah 50 and 51, you will not be able to come back and say that you have any confusion about the different punishments that God says. He says he will punish Babylon's kings. He will punish Babylon's people. Babylon will be in shame. Babylon will be in ruins. And he says in 50 and 51, he says that nobody will be here. That is a very, in prophecy, there is always a tell. The detail is always the tell so that you can know the Lord is talking to you, because when you go and look in scripture, you will match it. God always says that people will receive various judgments in this country, that those who are going to fall to the sword right here on the soil, and the sword can be anything from having a heart attack when the stock market crashes, or it can be the fact that when this country becomes like purge anarchy, as I've said, as the law and order goes away, and it will be quite savage here. Law and order will go away. The police are going to stop doing their job. The police are going to weigh their salary versus the fact that they have wives and children, and they're going to decide that nobody's paying them enough to deal with the kind of things that will be happening in the streets. I said that we're going to see the rise of what I can only call the super criminal. So this is the person, I think, that has been sitting at home and just watching videos forever, learning how to be a mastermind, guts and glory kind of bank robber, as you see in the movies. This type of person will be walking around with powerful weapons. These people will shoot at the police in the street. They will be having open shootouts in the streets, things that we only see in movies with Mark Wahlberg and friends. These things are going to be tangible realities in the United States. And I've always been saying in these videos that we will come to a time where it will be a man and his family and whatever they can do to protect themselves. Purge anarchy. I've never watched any of these movies, but I have seen the trailer. And I know that in this series of movies, for those of you who may be older and not even know what I'm talking about, in this series of movies, I don't know what makes the government decide to have a day without law. So I won't go into that. I don't know what makes them decide that one day a year, they are not going to have any cops. They're not going to have any first responders, no fire, no nothing. All of them are going to step back. And the citizens of a particular city can do whatever they want to one another. So if somebody has done something to you and you've been holding that thing in your heart all year, purge day is the day to go and pay back. The problem is that if you go and pay back and the guy you're trying to pay back is stronger than you, then it's just too tough for you, because that guy will be able to fight back, kill you, and there will be no consequences of jail or anything. And that is how it's going to be. And if you think that this is far-fetched, what the Lord was saying to me this morning is, Celestial, have you noticed the revolving door in the law? Has anyone noticed that now, no matter what crime you commit, unless it's murder, you barely have to pay $10 bail, and in 5 minutes, you're back on the street. At least that's how it is in certain cities like Chicago, New York, and California. These are warning signs for you to open your eyes. The Bible says watch and pray. So these are some of the warning signs for you to open your eyes and understand. I always tell people that prophecy is not going to jump on you suddenly out of the bushes. Prophecy is something that is being prepared and it comes to fruition. So when people come here and say, how many of your prophecies are fulfilled? I'm silent, because I know that it is a person who lacks understanding who will come to a channel where God is talking about slavery for the nation, tsunami for the nation, parts of California breaking off and sliding into the sea at this very diagonal angle. That's what I saw. Ripping earthquake along something called San Andreas out there. God has even spoken of the fact that the punishment of America will be so great that at certain points, the ground of this nation, when we really go into natural disaster points, natural disaster time of judgment, seen the ground of the nation open and red hot lava that is not like that slow lava in Hawaii, red hot lava that is as agile and mobile as water comes racing out of that crack. It just bursts out the way a glass would fall, and that lava runs across the ground, and I saw it torching so many people suddenly. It looked exactly like the pictures you would see in Watchtower magazine. That is what I wrote. The way you just see hell looking like liquid lava and people screaming in that is exactly. And the name of that prophecy is Dead Man's Source. And God says, it is judgment upon this nation. So when you come to a place like this and you're asking how many have fulfilled, I'm thinking this person is really eager to see many of his fellow citizens pass away, and he doesn't even know, or she doesn't even know, that they might be one of those fellow citizens that fall in these judgments. So Jeremiah 50 and 51, if I can give you any help, if I can bless you in any way, Read Jeremiah 50 and 51 in the clearest translation that you can manage. If you're a King James guy, read it in King James. If the NIV is what makes it clear for you, just read it in a way that the English comes true. And even if you're outside of the country, you can read it and understand that the judgment that God will bring here will be a judgment that will be impossible for anyone to resist and impossible for any person to use their mouth and say, it's not true. God said to tell America, not only will you hear all my words, meaning that I, Celestial, will sit here bringing video after video and writing post after post until I have written everything that I have had since 2012 up till now. And until I have made all the videos that God says, I want this one to be available in visual format. He says, not only will you hear all my words, but after you have heard, I will return, meaning that he's going to come from behind me. Who is the one that he has sent in front? He said, I will return and do them all to you. Today's prophecy is from this year, May the 7th. It's called Nazis in America Part 2, and that's because there's already a Nazis in America Part 1 that I covered in 2021. We will be looking at this. And the banner scripture is this. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Each one marches in formation. They do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Each one marches in his own column. So this, people might think, is just a scripture from the old time, Joel chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. But it's talking about the coming of a highly disciplined army. A highly disciplined army that marches in formation, that does not break rank. It says here that they do not push one another, meaning that these men are so disciplined that they know how to keep the proper military distance from one another, and each one knows how to hold his rank and file at all times. And so this prophecy is from May. And I dreamt that I was presented with this very beautiful big box as a gift. So it was a big, pretty box as a gift to me. And I was so surprised that someone had given me a gift. And I thought it was a present. But when I lifted the lid and threw it back, on the inside of the lid was this very big symbol that I hope you can see clearly here. Excuse the glare, please. So I thought to myself, what kind of gift is this that someone would give me? And when I open it, there's a swastika on the inside of it. And when I looked inside, I saw a tiny city, a perfect replica of a tiny city. And as I was looking at this city with people and with street corners and with shops and stores and little cars on the street, I suddenly found myself inside that city, and it was real life. This was America, but America looked like Europe from the 1940s. So it did not look like nice, modern, bustling freedom of expression, freedom of movement, America. It looked like occupied Hungary or occupied Poland from the 1940s. And there were Nazis everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I'm talking about every few steps, a Nazi with the gun on his back and his either a helmet that they were wearing, soldiers were wearing the proper uniform that has the helmet as if they're going into battle. And then some of them were dressed as officers. They had those long, you know, their coats are sometimes tan and sometimes this deep, weird green, and they have the red accents at the neck. And some of them were wearing the swastika on the collar here. They had this Mandarin collar suit. So they were wearing the swastika here, and some people were wearing the military eagle bird either pinned to a lapel or it was pinned in the middle of that officer's brim cap. And you could tell who was an officer, you could tell who was of high rank, and you could tell who was a soldier, and they were doing their military drills in the street. So just the way they used to march in France and just march and practice their marching in the street to remind the French, we're in charge and don't get any ideas, is just how the soldiers were marching that goose step and slamming their feet into the ground. And they were so synchronized, and you could hear this crop, 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 crop as they were in the street. And I was so shocked because this thing looked like every single Nazi movie that you can ever think of that you've ever seen. And so it was every few feet, soldiers either off duty, and they were basically watching the nation. They were monitoring the nation very highly. Some of the soldiers were relaxed. They were smoking and chatting, but some of them had eagle eyes on the people. And I have to say that the people themselves were so uncomfortable. People were standing in these long lines to get food. So this is none of this, I'm stopping in Walmart, I have my cart and I shop as I pleased. People were standing in very long lines getting food and things like that. They were going about their normal lives, some people, but it was impossible to really carry on daily life because everybody was highly attuned to the presence of these people. And the feeling I had is that it was dangerous to show your real feelings in those days. So this is how I know that God was showing me the operation and the monitoring of the beast system. I have been speaking about this for quite a while, saying that in the beast system, people who cannot control their tongues are not going to last very long. In the beast system, if you cannot understand the separation between monkey say and monkey be quiet, it will be monkey is no longer with us very quickly, because it will be a highly monitoring, spying society where people will be heavily rewarded for telling on people who do not conform to the party stance. So the feeling that I had in this dream was that people were walking around, they were acting normal, but they were not free to show their real feelings or something bad would happen to them. And the Lord said to me, as I was there in that city, in this dream, he said to me, you will live in this world, Celestial. And I said, Lord, how can anyone live in a world like this? And he said, this is the world that is coming because America sheltered the beast. She protected the Nazis, and she did it so that they would give her access to occult knowledge, high witchcraft, and technology. Please hear again. America sheltered the beast, and this is why this world will come to this country. She protected the Nazis. In return, they gave her access to occult knowledge. This is not just your starter witchcraft reading a spell book. Occult knowledge includes things like how to enter the dimensions, enter the realms. I spoke about this in the prophecy that is called UFO skies, that there are, the Lord showed to me that there are dimensions, realms, sort of like different layers within the same world where you can go somewhere else. It's still the world, but it is another part. And I said that this is where these UFOs, this is where these so-called alien demonic creatures are. They are not coming from any far-off planet. No, what is one place they popularly say that they are from? Zeti Reticuli. They make up lies. This is their bread and butter, to lie and to deceive men until the moment that they will fall upon human flesh and greatly deplete the human population. So they're not from far. They're in the dimensions. And so when God says occult knowledge, this is the kind of thing. God is talking about Satanism, blatant, open, as in getting the 911 secret access code like this evil man, Aleister Crowley. This is the kind of thing that America received from these people, the Nazis, original Nazis. They received high witchcraft, which is another form of occult knowledge, but that's a whole separate branch to itself. High witchcraft includes things like being able to ascend in mastery of the human form, things that most Christians don't even know that Jesus was aware of, for Jesus spoke of the wisdom of the East. And this is part of the things that people in Eastern religions and Eastern meditations know. This is why Christians should stay away from yoga and all this tantric this and that and Vedi and Reiki and lighting candles under your feet. But Christians always want to mix the profane with the pure. And so even Jesus knew that this knowledge existed. High witchcraft is the ability, for instance, to ascend in mastery over the human form, to be able to suppress emotion, suppress your heartbeat, suppress all kinds of things until you leave this physical form behind and begin to travel in spirit form only. I spoke on this on a recent video, and it was almost as if I set off a bomb in the video, and I felt so much pity, and I said, God, look at your people. They say they have Bibles, and the witches of the world, the witches of the world know how to drop this human body at home and move about in spirit form to kill, to maraud, to do what? To go about in search of precious things like human souls and like blood and like people's babies, to go about seeking people to attack. Witches know how to do this. You sit, you buy a Disney DVD for your child. Ladies keep popping up in the mirror. The lady is not there. Her image is in the mirror, and she's attacking the princess. And then you think, oh, this is such an innovative and a brand new different type of video. No, these are very old things that these Mason people that make these videos know about. This is what America has been selling to the public in media form for generations. And people have put it before their children, and they do not know that this is occult knowledge, high witchcraft. The third thing that God said that America received from the Nazis in return for their protection, in return for protecting them, is technology. This is why America has this black round plane that can hang in the air, this black round plane that they hide. And this is why America has many things, because these people, these Nazi people, were doing some severe witchery during their original time on this earth. And America brought these people here and protected these people. She gave these people new names. She gave these people new identity. She gave these people prime real estate in this country. She founded all kinds of things and let them be the director of this and the director of letter agencies and high-ranking people with access to the nation's most sensitive secrets. And in return, they brought their killing here. They brought their merciless human testing here. They brought their ability to experiment on people and stare at people dying when the experiment is going wrong, like little rats, and write things down on the paper. God has revealed that America does this to this day. I have been inside the bunkers in my visions. I have shared that they have horrible square cement, awful places that they have not even bothered to put any paint on the walls. The walls are just raw cement, and they put the light bulbs. The light bulb is up, and the light bulb is in a cage. I can't explain it. It is a very big kind of square light bulb that is long and square and a kind of sick-looking orangey yellow in these bunkers, and then the light bulb is in a wire cage up there. And I have seen them doing experiments on people, like how to take pigment out of black people and how to change the eye color, so they're working on different races that have eye color, and they want... I'm not talking about taking a baby embryo and then saying, let me manipulate the DNA of the baby embryo to see if I can make a brown-eyed baby pop up with blue eyes without any blue-eyed parents. No, they are doing things to grown adult people. While they are adults, it's like taking me and trying to make my eyes blue now. And those people are screaming under there and dying under there. And I was asking in that prophecy, why are people so offended when they come to a place that will say that there is dirt beneath the tarmac of your feet? And then you will come and say, she's not talking about America. This is not all of America. There's nice towns where nothing is happening. People in the nice towns, I am saying to you by the Spirit of the Lord that you will stand on your street and watch them bring your neighbor out for raping small children. Two houses. The man that you see and always go, hey, Dave. Dave is a child molester, and in the end times, sleepy towns will be rocked by scandals that will have everybody sipping on sweet tea and shivering. you will find that there are real life monsters about among you. And I'm not talking about the Wendigo that lives in the bushes. I am talking about people who are part of child trafficking rings in the midst of some of the quietest towns. Fathers who sleep with their daughters in the basement. And that little girl that you think they got from the orphanage, that's the man's daughter by his own child. God will expose the underbelly of this nation. And at that time, no one will be able to say that the prophetic words of the Lord in this space were not true. The newspapers will justify their king. The newspapers will prove the master right. And then you will understand at last that it was not a personal competition between Celestial and you, what you know and what she knows, but that she was bringing you from this little apartment things that the Lord had taken her to see. Nazis came here. They took jobs. They took real estate. They took positions of power. They seamlessly blended. They were given voice coaches. And now today, you will never know who is a Nazi descendant. Just the way that when a child is molested, they wipe out the child's name from the legal record to protect that child so that after the trial, the child can rejoin society and no one can ever know that boy C, who is now working in a bank, that he was boy C. They protect his identity. These people are now second and third generation in this country with seamless U.S. accents. You will never know whose father or whose daughter was actually Dr. Mengele. This is what the United States did, and I did not know it at that time. God would simply give me prophecies and say, Nazis will be again. And I'm very particular with words. I'm writing the prophecy. In my mind, I'm like, what does he mean again? Will Germany do this again? Would Germany dare to perform this action a second time after what they did to her? I would write the prophecies and these things would just be in my mind. It was God who finally have mercy on me by telling me when I say again, the Nazis that will rise are Nazis in America. There are Nazis in America, Celestial. His exact words in that first prophecy were to say that America put her wing over the Nazis, offering them shelter and protection. She offered her wing, the eagle's wing, the clean eagle that the eaglets cannot believe is a sinner. That eagle put her wing over a serpent because she was so greedy. And God said that unfortunately serpents grow. And the serpent that America protected is now full grown and she is ready to bite her to death. The roots of this nation are deeply soaked in occult wickedness. And that is why it is rank and rotten, even up to the highest office in the land. America is full of Nazis and this is the world to come. You will live here. You will see it with your own eyes. And here is the bird that I see in so many of my dreams. America, you will see this bird on the state houses, whatever emblem that you have there in Omaha, whatever you have in Oregon, Ohio, sorry to the O's, they will take down the seal of the state and they will put this bird back up there. And this is not the Russians who will do this. This is not Russian occupation. This is America's homegrown, snakish new government. There's even a prophecy on the blog called A New Government for America. I will try and find it and put it there. So if you want to know more about this, you can go online and find out something about Operation Paperclip. And I will also say this. This Nazi information, it is only more readily available now. And I said it in a video maybe a few months ago. Here's a good rule of thumb to know how far we are along with things. When you're looking for information, or at least when I was looking for it in 2012, 2013, 2014, I said that when you would be looking for things, you will only find the party line that the Nazis are purely a German phenomenon. Nazis are a German thing. This is what the internet would tell you. You would only find one or two At the time, I thought very weird blog posts about people talking about Hitler did not die and things like that. And I thought to myself, you know, Lord, I'm not going to get too deep into this. If you have not told me a thing, I'm not going to be swimming in strange waters. But I will say that many of the things that I would find and think, you file that stuff on the shelf. It's now common knowledge today. I said that when Wikipedia is willingly telling you about something, that is when the government no longer needs to hide that lie. This information about Nazis living in the new U.S. population, seamlessly blended, just like the Russians are seamlessly blended here, has been denied and hidden for decades, decades and decades until now. But whenever the U.S. government stops lying about something, you should worry. It means that they no longer need that thing as a cover. The thing has served its useful purpose and they're done with it. Once the lie is no longer needed, it means they are already into a new stage of their plans. And so they will unredact the thing that they were redacting before. And then you will be able to find it everywhere. Thank you for visiting the Master's Voice. I am Celestial. Thank you to those of you who have subscribed. It gives you access to the community page where I post things that the Lord has revealed to me personally. These things are not prophecies to publish, but they are prophetic truths and insights that He is sharing. God is always teaching me. And so I share those things from time to time as my soul is led. I also share spiritual teaching that is good for a Christian's growth, to Christians who need to understand how the end times is to be taken. I will only share what my best friend, who is a pastor, said to me. When I began to receive these revelations, they were very heavy on one person in 2012 and 2013. I said that it placed a load on my foundation as a Christian, that my foundation had to break. And for a while, I wasn't sure where to go from there. And I was sharing with her and saying, what I am seeing, I have not heard it in church, but I cannot deny that this is my Father because I know His voice. I have been hearing this voice of old since the first time that I got saved in church. I said, I know His voice. I know the dreams are from Him. I know these revelations, the pictures before my eyes. But I said that I am struggling to find hope in this. And she said to me, one thing from the Bible, and it has kept me since. She said, the Word of God says that we are to occupy until He comes. So this is a very different stance from all the people who think that there is no need to occupy because in 5 days, 3 days, another round of Jewish feasts are going to begin and they're going somewhere. Well, God bless you guys on your trip. The rest of us will be here soldiering on, occupying until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. God bless you, and until I see you again, goodbye. Hello again and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers alike, you are very welcome. Today, I am going to try to complete a series of prophecies that have to do with Nazism. And this Nazism is not the Nazism of the past, because the Lord has revealed that it will be far worse than the Nazism that was experienced in the 1940s, than the Nazism that swept almost unchecked across Europe and that was threatening to stretch itself over much of the known world, or the known Western world at that time. The Nazism that I'm going to speak about in the next few videos is directly connected to the coming beast system. I did say a few videos back that I can feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging me over to handle these beast prophecies, prophecies that will be revealing what the future times are like, glimpses into the type of technology that God has shown me in that place, and especially the type of life that people will experience at that time. And before I do that, the Lord has given me a word for the United States of America, and He simply said that Mystery Babylon will not be tolerated anymore. God said to me, Celestial, Mystery Babylon is first and foremost a spirit. It is an evil spirit. It is an active, lusting spirit. The Lord says that this spirit rested upon real Babylon in the time of history. So the Babylon that we see depicted in the Bible that loved drink and women and men and song and war and all sorts of wild living is the very same spirit that God says is resting upon the United States now. But he says, tell them that they are a nation of marauders. And this word marauders, you will usually only find it in storybooks of action and adventure. And it basically means robbers, bandits. If you can let me read the definition from the internet here, from the Oxford Dictionary, marauding means going around in search of things to steal and people to attack. And that is such a telling definition. He could have used any words. In fact, he could have just said the word bandit. But he said, tell them that they are a nation of marauders. And a nation of marauders, the Lord is saying, are people who are opportunists, people who watch the chessboard of life, keeping an eye on all the pieces, looking for two things, things to steal and people to attack. Now, if you watch these old adventure movies, you will see that how marauders became extremely rich. A pirate is a type of marauder. And how marauders become extremely rich and extremely powerful is going around and taking the belongings of weaker people or taking the belongings of people that they can intimidate or people that they rightfully defeat in warfare. So God is saying, for the punishment of America going around and stealing things from other nations, other tribes, other tongues, and other peoples, and constantly searching for people to attack, Mystery Babylon will not be allowed to stand anymore. The Lord said that he is the one who put America in the history books, and at the end of time, he said he is going to remove her. Absolutely. The word that the Lord gave me in the old prophecies, I can't pinpoint which one now, but they're in the videos. He said that America will not even be a footnote in history. He will remove the people completely. And one thing that I can say to try and help the understanding of new people, whether you are a Christian or not, is that if you can get a hold of a Bible and if you read Jeremiah chapter 50 and Jeremiah chapter 51, if you just read those two chapters in as simple a translation as you can, then if I'm being honest, you do not need to come back to the Master's voice anymore, because in Jeremiah 50 and Jeremiah 51, you will read absolutely everything that I have ever said on this channel. You will read about the fact that the daughter of Zion, which is America in these scriptures that God is talking about, because he said the old things he will take and apply them anew. The daughter of Zion will be completely covered by the sea. That's one of the things that you find in chapter 51. It says wail and sorrow because Babylon is completely covered by the sea. The waves have risen over and covered her up completely. And I prophesied that in the past. So if you read Jeremiah 50 and 51, you will not be able to come back and say that you have any confusion about the different punishments that God says. He says he will punish Babylon's kings. He will punish Babylon's people. Babylon will be in shame. Babylon will be in ruins. And he says in 50 and 51, he says that nobody will be here. That is a very, in prophecy, there is always a tell. The detail is always the tell, so that you can know the Lord is talking to you, because when you go and look in scripture, you will match it. God always says that people will receive various judgments in this country, that those who are going to fall to the sword right here on the soil, and the sword can be anything from having a heart attack when the stock market crashes, or it can be the fact that when this country becomes like purge anarchy, as I've said, as the law and order goes away, and it will be quite savage here. Law and order will go away. The police are going to stop doing their job. The police are going to weigh their salary versus the fact that they have wives and children, and they're going to decide that nobody's paying them enough to deal with the kind of things that will be happening in the streets. I said that we're going to see the rise of what I can only call the super criminal. So this is the person, I think, that has been sitting at home and just watching videos forever, learning how to be a mastermind, guts and glory kind of bank robber, as you see in the movies. This type of person will be walking around with powerful weapons. These people will shoot at the police in the street. They will be having open shootouts in the streets, things that we only see in movies with Mark Wahlberg and friends. These things are going to be tangible realities in the United States. And I've always been saying in these videos that we will come to a time where it will be a man and his family and whatever they can do to protect themselves. Purge Anarchy. I've never watched any of these movies, but I have seen the trailer. And I know that in this series of movies, for those of you who may be older and not even know what I'm talking about, in this series of movies, I don't know what makes the government decide to have a day without law. So I won't go into that. I don't know what makes them decide that one day a year, they are not going to have any cops. They're not going to have any first responders, no fire, no nothing. All of them are going to step back. And the citizens of a particular city can do whatever they want to one another. So if somebody has done something to you and you've been holding that thing in your heart all year, Purge Day is the day to go and pay back. The problem is that if you go and pay back and the guy you're trying to pay back is stronger than you, then it's just too tough for you, because that guy will be able to fight back, kill you, and there will be no consequences of jail or anything. And that is how it's going to be. And if you think that this is far-fetched, what the Lord was saying to me this morning is, Celestial, have you noticed the revolving door in the law? Has anyone noticed that now, no matter what crime you commit, unless it's murder, you barely have to pay $10 bail, and in 5 minutes you're back on the street. At least that's how it is in certain cities like Chicago, New York, and California. These are warning signs for you to open your eyes. The Bible says watch and pray. So these are some of the warning signs for you to open your eyes and understand. I always tell people that prophecy is not going to jump on you suddenly out of the bushes. Prophecy is something that is being prepared and it comes to fruition. So when people come here and say, how many of your prophecies are fulfilled? I'm silent because I know that it is a person who lacks understanding who will come to a channel where God is talking about slavery for the nation, tsunami for the nation, parts of California breaking off and sliding into the sea at this very diagonal angle. That's what I saw. Ripping earthquake along something called San Andreas out there. God has even spoken of the fact that the punishment of America will be so great that at certain points, the ground of this nation, when we really go into natural disaster time of judgment, I've seen the ground of the nation open and red hot lava that is not like that slow lava in Hawaii. Red hot lava that is as agile and mobile as water comes racing out of that crack. It just bursts out the way a glass would fall, and that lava runs across the ground. And I saw it torching so many people suddenly. It looked exactly like the pictures you would see in Watchtower magazine. That is what I wrote. The way you just see hell looking like liquid lava and people screaming in that, that is exactly. And the name of that prophecy is Dead Man's Source. And God says, it is judgment upon this nation. So when you come to a place like this and you're asking how many have fulfilled, I'm thinking this person is really eager to see many of his fellow citizens pass away, and he doesn't even know, or she doesn't even know, that they might be one of those fellow citizens that fall in these judgments. So Jeremiah 50 and 51, if I can give you any help, if I can bless you in any way, read Jeremiah 50 and 51 in the clearest translation that you can manage. If you're a King James guy, read it in King James. If the NIV is what makes it clear for you, just read it in a way that the English comes true. And even if you're outside of the country, you can read it and understand that the judgment that God will bring here will be a judgment that will be impossible for anyone to resist and impossible for any person to use their mouth and say, it's not true. God said to tell America, not only will you hear all my words, meaning that I, Celestial, will sit here bringing video after video and writing post after post until I have written everything that I have had since 2012 up till now, and until I have made all the videos that God says, I want this one to be available in visual format. He says, not only will you hear all my words, but after you have heard, I will return, meaning that he's going to come from behind me. Who is the one that he has sent in front? He said, I will return and do them all to you. Today's prophecy is from this year, May the 7th. It's called Nazis in America Part 2, and that's because there's already a Nazis in America Part 1 that I covered in 2021. We will be looking at this. And the banner scripture is this: they run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Each one marches in formation. They do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Each one marches in his own column. So this, people might think, is just a scripture from the old time, Joel chapter 2, verses 7 to 8, but it's talking about the coming of a highly disciplined army, that marches in formation, that does not break rank. It says here that they do not push one another, meaning that these men are so disciplined that they know how to keep the proper military distance from one another, and each one knows how to hold his rank and file at all times. And so this prophecy is from May, and I dreamt that I was presented with this very beautiful big box as a gift. So it was a big, pretty box as a gift to me. And I was so surprised that someone had given me a gift. And I thought it was a present. But when I lifted the lid and threw it back, on the inside of the lid was this very big symbol that I hope you can see clearly here. Excuse the glare, please. So I thought to myself, what kind of gift is this that someone would give me? And when I open it, there's a swastika on the inside of it. And when I looked inside, I saw a tiny city, a perfect replica of a tiny city. And as I was looking at this city with people and with street corners and with shops and stores and little cars on the street, I suddenly found myself inside that city, and it was real life. This was America, but America looked like Europe from the 1940s. So it did not look like nice, modern, bustling, freedom of expression, freedom of movement, America. It looked like occupied Hungary or occupied Poland from the 1940s. And there were Nazis everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I'm talking about every few steps, a Nazi with the gun on his back and his either a helmet that they were wearing. Soldiers were wearing the proper uniform that has the helmet as if they're going into battle. And then some of them were dressed as officers. They had those long, you know, their coats are sometimes tan and sometimes this deep, weird green, and they have the red accents at the neck. And some of them were wearing the swastika on the collar here. They had this Mandarin collar suit. So they were wearing the swastika here, and some people were wearing the military eagle bird either pinned to a lapel or it was pinned in the middle of that officer's brim cap. And you could tell who was an officer, you could tell who was of high rank, and you could tell who was a soldier, and they were doing their military drills in the street. So just the way they used to march in France and just march and practice their marching in the street to remind the French, we're in charge and don't get any ideas, is just how the soldiers were marching, that goose step and slamming their feet into the ground. And they were so synchronized, and you could hear this crop, 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 crop as they were in the street. And I was so shocked because this thing looked like every single Nazi movie that you can ever think of that you've ever seen. And so it was every few feet, soldiers either off duty, and they were basically watching the nation. They were monitoring the nation very highly. Some of the soldiers were relaxed. They were smoking and chatting, but some of them had eagle eyes on the people. And I have to say that the people themselves were so uncomfortable. People were standing in these long lines to get food. So this is none of this. I'm stopping in Walmart. I have my cart and I shop as I pleased. People were standing in very long lines getting food and things like that. They were going about their normal lives, some people. But it was impossible to really carry on daily life because everybody was highly attuned to the presence of these people. And the feeling I had is that it was dangerous to show your real feelings in those days. So this is how I know that God was showing me the operation and the monitoring of the beast system. I have been speaking about this for quite a while, saying that in the beast system, people who cannot control their tongues are not going to last very long. In the beast system, if you cannot understand the separation between monkey say and monkey be quiet, it will be monkey is no longer with us very quickly, because it will be a highly monitoring, spying society where people will be heavily rewarded for telling on people who do not conform to the party stance. So the feeling that I had in this dream was that people were walking around, they were acting normal, but they were not free to show their real feelings, or something bad would happen to them. And the Lord said to me, as I was there in that city, in this dream, he said to me, you will live in this world, Celestial. And I said, Lord, how can anyone live in a world like this? And he said, this is the world that is coming because America sheltered the beast. She protected the Nazis, and she did it so that they would give her access to occult knowledge, high witchcraft, and technology. Please hear again, America sheltered the beast, and this is why this world will come to this country. She protected the Nazis. In return, they gave her access to occult knowledge. This is not just your starter witchcraft reading a spell book. Occult knowledge includes things like how to enter the dimensions, enter the realms. I spoke about this in the prophecy that is called UFO skies, that there are, the Lord showed to me that there are dimensions, realms, sort of like different layers within the same world where you can go somewhere else. It's still the world, but it is another part. And I said that this is where these UFOs, this is where these so-called alien demonic creatures are. They are not coming from any far-off planet. No, what is one place they popularly say that they are from? Zeti Reticuli. They make up lies. This is their bread and butter, to lie and to deceive men until the moment that they will fall upon human flesh and greatly deplete the human population. So they're not from far. They're in the dimensions. And so when God says occult knowledge, this is the kind of thing. God is talking about Satanism, blatant, open, as in getting the 911 secret access code like this evil man, Aleister Crowley. This is the kind of thing that America received from these people, the Nazis, original Nazis. They received high witchcraft, which is another form of occult knowledge, but that's a whole separate branch to itself. High witchcraft includes things like being able to ascend in mastery of the human form, things that most Christians don't even know that Jesus was aware of, for Jesus spoke of the wisdom of the East. And this is part of the things that people in Eastern religions and Eastern meditations know. This is why Christians should stay away from yoga and all this tantric this and that and Vedi and Reiki and lighting candles under your feet. But Christians always want to mix the profane with the pure. And so even Jesus knew that this knowledge existed. High witchcraft is the ability, for instance, to ascend in mastery over the human form, to be able to suppress emotion, suppress your heartbeat, suppress all kinds of things until you leave this physical form behind and begin to travel in spirit form only. I spoke on this on a recent video, and it was almost as if I set off a bomb in the video, and I felt so much pity, and I said, God, look at your people. They say they have Bibles, and the witches of the world, the witches of the world know how to drop this human body at home and move about in spirit form to kill, to maraud, to do what? To go about in search of precious things, like human souls and like blood and like people's babies, to go about seeking people to attack. witches know how to do this. You sit, you buy a Disney DVD for your child. Ladies keep popping up in the mirror. The lady is not there. Her image is in the mirror, and she's attacking the princess. And then you think, oh, this is such an innovative and a brand new different type of video. No, these are very old things that these Mason people that make these videos know about. This is what America has been selling to the public in media form for generations. And people have put it before their children, and they do not know that this is occult knowledge, high witchcraft. The third thing that God said that America received from the Nazis in return for their protection, in return for protecting them, is technology. This is why America has this black round plane that can hang in the air, this black round plane that they hide. And this is why America has many things, because these people, these Nazi people, were doing some severe witchery during their original time on this earth. And America brought these people here and protected these people. She gave these people new names. She gave these people new identity. She gave these people prime real estate in this country. She founded all kinds of things and let them be the director of this and the director of letter agencies and high-ranking people with access to the nation's most sensitive secrets. And in return, they brought their killing here. They brought their merciless human testing here. They brought their ability to experiment on people and stare at people dying when the experiment is going wrong, like little rats, and write things down on the paper. God has revealed that America does this to this day. I have been inside the bunkers in my visions. I have shared that they have horrible square cement, awful places that they have not even bothered to put any paint on the walls. The walls are just raw cement, and they put the light bulbs. The light bulb is up, and the light bulb is in a cage. I can't explain it. It is a very big kind of square light bulb that is long and square and a kind of sick-looking orangey yellow in these bunkers, and then the light bulb is in a wire cage up there. And I have seen them doing experiments on people, like how to take pigment out of black people and how to change the eye color, so they're working on different races that have eye color. And they want, I'm not talking about taking a baby embryo and then saying, let me manipulate the DNA of the baby embryo to see if I can make a brown-eyed baby pop up with blue eyes without any blue-eyed parents. No, they are doing things to grown adult people. While they are adults, it's like taking me and trying to make my eyes blue now. And those people are screaming under there and dying under there. And I was asking in that prophecy, why are people so offended when they come to a place that will say that there is dirt beneath the tarmac of your feet? And then you will come and say, she's not talking about America. This is not all of America. There's nice towns where nothing is happening. People in the nice towns, I am saying to you by the Spirit of the Lord that you will stand on your street and watch them bring your neighbor out for raping small children. Two houses. The man that you see and always go, hey, Dave, hey, Dave. Dave is a child molester, and in the end times, sleepy towns will be rocked by scandals that will have everybody sipping on sweet tea and shivering. You will find that there are real-life monsters among you, and I'm not talking about the Wendigo that lives in the bushes. I am talking about people who are part of child trafficking rings in the midst of some of the quietest towns. Fathers who sleep with their daughters in the basement. And that little girl that you think they got from the orphanage, that's the man's daughter by his own child. God will expose the underbelly of this nation. And at that time, no one will be able to say that the prophetic words of the Lord in this space were not true. The newspapers will justify the king. The newspapers will prove the master right. And then you will understand at last that it was not a personal competition between Celestial and you, what you know and what she knows, but that she was bringing you from this little apartment things that the Lord had taken her to see. Nazis came here. They took jobs. They took real estate. They took positions of power. They seamlessly blended. They were given voice coaches. And now today, you will never know who is a Nazi descendant. Just the way that when a child is molested, they wipe out the child's name from the legal record to protect that child so that after the trial, the child can rejoin society and no one can ever know that boy C, who is now working in a bank, that he was boy C. They protect his identity. These people are now second and third generation in this country with seamless U.S. accents. You will never know whose father or whose daughter was actually Dr. Mengele. This is what the United States did, and I did not know it at that time. God would simply give me prophecies and say, Nazis will be again. And I'm very particular with words. I'm writing the prophecy. In my mind, I'm like, what does he mean again? Will Germany do this again? Would Germany dare to perform this action a second time after what they did to her? I would write the prophecies and these things would just be in my mind. It was God who finally have mercy on me by telling me when I say again, the Nazis that will rise are Nazis in America. There are Nazis in America, Celestial. His exact words in that first prophecy were to say that America put her wing over the Nazis, offering them shelter and protection. She offered her wing, the eagle's wing, the clean eagle that the eaglets cannot believe is a sinner. That eagle put her wing over a serpent because she was so greedy. And God said that unfortunately serpents grow. And the serpent that America protected is now full grown and she is ready to bite her to death. The roots of this nation are deeply soaked in occult wickedness. And that is why it is rank and rotten, even up to the highest office in the land. America is full of Nazis and this is the world to come. You will live here. You will see it with your own eyes. And here is the bird that I see in so many of my dreams. America, you will see this bird on the state houses, whatever emblem that you have there in Omaha, whatever you have in Oregon, Ohio, sorry to the O's, they will take down the seal of the state and they will put this bird back up there. And this is not the Russians who will do this. This is not Russian occupation. This is America's homegrown, snakish new government. There's even a prophecy on the blog called A New Government for America. I will try and find it and put it there. So if you want to know more about this, you can go online and find out something about Operation Paperclip. And I will also say this. This Nazi information, it is only more readily available now. And I said it in a video maybe a few months ago. Here's a good rule of thumb to know how far we are along with things. When you're looking for information, or at least when I was looking for it in 2012, 2013, 2014, I said that when you would be looking for things, you will only find the party line that the Nazis are purely a German phenomenon. Nazis are a German thing. This is what the internet would tell you. You would only find one or two. At the time, I thought very weird blog posts about people talking about Hitler did not die and things like that. And I thought to myself, you know, Lord, I'm not going to get too deep into this. If you have not told me a thing, I'm not going to be swimming in strange waters. But I will say that many of the things that I would find and think, you file that stuff on the shelf. It's now common knowledge today. I said that when Wikipedia is willingly telling you about something, that is when the government no longer needs to hide that lie. This information about Nazis living in the new U.S. population, seamlessly blended, just like the Russians are seamlessly blended here, has been denied and hidden for decades, decades and decades until now. But whenever the U.S. government stops lying about something, you should worry. It means that they no longer need that thing as a cover. The thing has served its useful purpose and they're done with it. Once the lie is no longer needed, it means they are already into a new stage of their plans. And so they will unredact the thing that they were redacting before. And then you will be able to find it everywhere. Thank you for visiting the Master's Voice. I am Celestial. Thank you to those of you who have subscribed. You can, it gives you access to the community page where I post things that the Lord has revealed to me personally. These things are not prophecies to publish, but they are prophetic truths and insights that he is sharing. God is always teaching me. And so I share those things from time to time as my soul is led. I also share spiritual teaching that is good for a Christian's growth, to Christians who need to understand how the end times is to be taken. I will only share what my best friend, who is a pastor, said to me. When I began to receive these revelations, they were very heavy on one person in 2012 and 2013. I said that it placed a load on my foundation as a Christian, that my foundation had to break. And for a while, I wasn't sure where to go from there. And I was sharing with her and saying, what I am seeing, I have not heard it in church, but I cannot deny that this is my father because I know his voice. I have been hearing this voice of old since the first time that I got saved in church. I said, I know his voice. I know the dreams are from him. I know these revelations, the pictures before my eyes. But I said that I am struggling to find hope in this. And she said to me, one thing from the Bible, and it has kept me since. She said, the word of God says that we are to occupy until he comes. So this is a very different stance from all the people who think that there is no need to occupy because in 5 days, 3 days, another round of Jewish feasts are going to begin and they're going somewhere. Well, God bless you guys on your trip. The rest of us will be here soldiering on, occupying until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. God bless you, and until I see you again, goodbye.